is Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Stay calm.
Okay.
You stay here and relax. Mm-hmm. No need for us to freak out.
It's cool, bro. I'm woke.
If you have a dream, you must go after it.
This is actually kinda dope.
This is nice. Didn't say it wasn't weird.
This program is not available on 8-track tape.
This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, no.
This is real and completely serious because the newscaster said so.
Come on, rise and shine.
Right here?
Right here.
Right now?
Right now.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go. Go.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing out there?
Oh, we did it!
Welcome to the Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
Dex and Steve-O on a Thursday, 6:09.
Hi today. Of Nick Lachey.
98 again?
Yeah, dude. Woo. Gonna be a hot one.
Welcome, don't Facebook Live. We're back on Facebook. If you want to go to Star 88, you can watch and listen to the show right there. Right there on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Go and share it with all your friends and family.
Good morning, Jessica.
Morning, Jess.
Already people chiming in on Facebook Live.
We also have a live line, 585-LIVE. You can text into the show. It's really the heartbeat of our little radio show here. You guys.
Oh, I'm like, the live line?
Well, I mean, the Starmie.
Got to meet a few members of the Starmie last night at Bush!
Oh, that's right! You went to Bush last night!
Woo!
Yeah, I can't wait to hear all about this.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, are we kicking off? We're kicking off Bush right now? We're kicking off the show?
Pretty good,
sounds
man.
Great.
It's almost like somebody recorded that yesterday.
Yeah.
And you stole it from me.
What?
I was there, man.
Oh, man.
You can't keep this one going.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Uh-huh. Oh! You were scared.
I was.
Yeah, there's this band for all you millennials out there. There's this band called Bush. They came out in the early 90s as a staple in the alternative rock world. And they're old like us, and they're still doing it, man.
They're older than us, buddy.
Okay,
older than us.
You're right. You're right. I was a sophomore in high school when that was my very first concert.
Oh, man.
Missoula, Montana. It was Bush, Goo Goo Dolls, No Doubt, and...
That's a good show right there.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
How sad is that? That was my very first concert experience. I was a sophomore.
That is crazy.
I grew up in Montana. There wasn't much going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude!
Oh, man. So the show was good?
It was so good. I cried a little. I'm a grown-up.
Yeah, go to Steve-O Jeter's Facebook page or Instagram and check out the videos.
Last night, I caught Bush for the first time in my existence. I have waited 23 years!
Wow.
And she come and take me away.
That's crazy because they've been here a few times since then, right?
Yeah. Since when? The last time I remember them being here was with No Doubt, and I missed it.
Oh, wow. That long ago?
Yeah, dude. I can't remember them being here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways. Katrina just chimed in and said, my first concert was Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang.
Nice, dude. Nice. Oh, man. Elizabeth is just happy. We're back on Facebook Live. Shout out to Pat in Las Cruces.
Morning,
good morning, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm just good morning already. Yeah, dude, caught Bush, and I'm really saddened by the fact that I had to explain who that was to so many people yesterday.
Yeah, you're telling me this, and I shouldn't be surprised, but I am.
What was hard was the fact that I'd go 90s, like the grunge era, when music was good. Everything's in. Come down. Glycerine. Anything.
So
little things.
Was Heidi there?
Nothing. No.
Oh, okay.
And then at work yesterday, I'm like trying to explain this to the youngins in their 20s. And finally, I was like, ugh. Do you know who Gwen Stefani is? Oh, of course. I love Gwen. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
The voice. And blah, blah,
of course
blah, blah.
I
I'm
do.
Like, she used to be in a band called No Doubt. And they toured this other band called Bush. And then she married the lead singer. It's Gavin Rossdale.
I'm never alone, but I'm alone all the time. Are you in one, or do you lie? We live in a wheel.
Man, that's just him. That was
audio.
Just him.
Live. Live performance.
That whole song was just him and his guitar.
Oof.
The whole rest of the band left the stage.
Are they all the original members still there?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it just him?
No. Chrissy asked me that last night, and it's like, okay.
Hey, where's the bald guy?
Yeah, Nigel.
He's not there?
Way gone.
Rest in peace, buddy.
No, well, he's still alive.
Well, nobody knows. You know? You're out of the band. You're out, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's the only guy I can really remember.
Yeah.
I really want you to tell the story. What happened to you last night?
Oh, man. Guys, last night I got to see one of my all-time favorite bands. Ever.
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 16 Stone is still on the top 10 like greatest albums of all time to me.
So this is a show where you want to go and you just want to experience.
I just want
every
experience
second,
every moment.
You want the memories. To
I have
sink
never
in
seen
like
this
a
band.
Sponge. Man, Sponge like, is there. That would be amazing.
Oh, Sponge would have been awesome,
right?
I'm telling you, dude, I was freaking out. And the funny thing is, like, we were 4th of July hanging out with the Petersons, some good friends of ours, and they were out in California and they caught. The Gin Blossoms, Bush, and Tonic.
Man.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Well, I'm about to go see Bush, and I've never seen him. And somebody said their first concert was Bush as well. They saw them with Veruca Salt
wow.
in Albuquerque.
No way.
Dude, Veruca Salt. Another member of the Starmie said, my first concert was The Starting Line with Cartel, and the rest
oh,
was history.
I love The Starting Line.
It's a good... Okay, anyways. Yeah, it's just him and Robin. Drummer and Nigel both left. So, anyways, still a good show.
Good.
And, so last night I've never seen him and I'm really, really amped and I'm watching. And before the show, I got to meet a couple members of the Starmie and I was like, bro. And I'm like, I'm trying to play it cool guys. Cause I was trying yeah. to be cool. I'm just wearing my sunglasses, just here for a concert. I'm freaking out. I'm so excited.
I love Gavin Rossdale so much.
I own their entire library, and I also own Constantine because I love Gavin Rossdale.
He's a good actor.
He was the demon in
yeah,
Constantine.
Sure.
I said that last night. My wife's like, I need to go back and watch that movie again.
Really?
I don't remember. She doesn't remember him. I'm like,
actor.
Come on. So anyways, so I'm watching it, and we get towards the end of the show, and I'm hanging out. And they start covering an R.E.M. song,
oh.
and I'm losing my mind. Love R.E.M. And then all of a sudden, an acquaintance, maybe?
Okay.
What would you say?
Sure.
Sure.
Acquaintance.
Just runs up like, ah, I'm so excited, it's Bush! And I'm like, hey, bro!
Hey.
Oh, hey. And so you think, you know, it's a concert, so you'll say hi to somebody.
Yeah,
and chances are,
little high five. All right,
yeah,
check
all right,
you later.
Good to see you. All right, go back to your seat. But they stood there.
Ah, wait, they just stood there.
Through this song, and then when they were talking, and I kept going, what? Ha!
What?
It was so loud.
I
can't hear anything.
Really want to hear the song.
And then he breaks out the guitar and breaks the whole thing down and starts playing Glycerine.
Oh.
One of the best songs on the planet. This is him a cappella. No bigs. This was last night at the show. Wait for it. He'll kick back in once they hit the chorus.
Strawberry fields treating you bad.
I'm telling you guys, it was a phenomenal show. So this is happening.
Oh, and you're trying to just let it all just sink in.
So stoked. But this person's like hanging out. You know, I don't ever. I think this is the second time in a decade I've seen this human being.
Okay.
So they're talking, and I'm like,
I can't hear you.
Is this really the best time to have a conversation?
And that's the worst place to be in because you don't want to be rude.
No. No, you don't.
But you're trying to enjoy the show.
Uh-huh.
And they're wanting to have a conversation.
The band you've never seen. I waited 23 years for this show. 23 years.
You did.
I've waited to see this
band. You did it. You made it.
And so I just kind of went, okay, and stood up against the railing because we were like front row right there against the, and I just started filming
because
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be rude, but I was like, I'm going to just enjoy the show. But dude, what do you do in those situations? Teo was always the best at it.
Yeah, but Teo could come off as being a real big jerkhead.
And I don't want to be a jerkhead to anybody.
You can pull it off sometimes. Like, he was pretty good at pulling it off. But there was a few times where, you know, you could just come off as a real big jerk. And you don't want to be that guy.
Dude.
You never want to be that guy.
Ever.
Yeah, I'd never want to be that guy.
No. So, I didn't even want to tell the story this morning. You're like, you got to. It's hilarious. Because I was seriously like, hey! You!
Yeah. Okay, you're gonna sit with us? Okay.
There's nowhere to sit. At one point, I was like, hey, the girl next to us is trying to record video, and you keep standing in front of the phone.
You're like 6'5".
Oh, my bad.
Oh. Here, let me just squeeze in between you and Chrissy. Starmie, how do you handle that? Like, how do you handle those situations? Do you?
People already think I'm the jerk of the show.
Ugh.
Like, people already think I'm an actual jerk in real life. Some people do. Because I can come off like that.
You know, you kind of can be a real jerk.
For comedy's sake!
Sure.
But, so I just stood there. The rest of the show, they just stood there.
Maybe they had terrible seats.
Maybe.
Actually, at that venue, at Sandia, there's not a bad seat in the house.
New favorite venue.
I can't believe you've never been there.
I'd never been there, and I was blown, like the guy, you know, that we parked, and they were like, hey, where are you going? We're like, the amphitheater. Oh, hop in, we'll give you a ride, the little shuttle people. And I was like, okay. And so, the whole way there, have you ever been here? Oh, you're gonna freak out. It's the best venue. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We got some cool venues here. We got some.
No, dude. That's the coolest venue.
And Gavin Rosdell, the lead singer of Bush, even said last night, he was like, this feels like an intimate backyard type show.
Yeah.
And there's still thousands of people there, but the way that it's built, it's so intimate.
Right. And you don't even see the amphitheater, really. If you go to Sandia Casino, you can just drive right by it and not realize that there's an amphitheater.
I had no idea it was right there.
It's like in the ground.
Yeah. Dude.
And it's small and it's not real big. So anywhere, if you could be on the very top and it's great seat.
Kudos to that place. Cause that venue, seriously.
How many does it hold, do you think?
About
5,000 maybe? 4,000?
That seems pretty good.
So it doesn't hold a whole lot, but you can fit a lot of people in there.
I'll find it. Either way, phenomenal show, regardless.
So, Starmie, how do you handle a situation like that? Do you just deal with it? And just try to...
I've just never even tried to have a conversation at a concert. Cause
especially when you can't hear.
What? Yeah. Like, I felt bad and yeah.
But is there a point where if they are trying to have that conversation and you're trying to enjoy a show, do you confront them and say, listen,
buddy,
hey, man, can I...
I'm sorry. I
can't hear you. I'm terrible. I'm the worst. I hate... confrontation.
My wife and I go on dates 3 times a year, and you are all up in this one. 3 a year. Maybe.
Yeah. I'll probably never see Bush again.
Ever. Please.
What if 23 years from now, they're playing? They're back.
He could. Guys, if you go to my Instagram, at Steve O'Jeets, I posted a photo because at one point he was out in the crowd hanging out and he came right up to where we were and he's singing Little Things and I put my arm around his waist and I took a selfie.
It's the greatest photo you've ever seen in your life. The best part about the photo with Gavin Rosdell and Steve-O is that Steve-O didn't even fix his hair. It was that the entire day.
It was. I didn't care.
Yesterday morning till Gavin Rosdell, it looked exactly the same.
It did.
And it looked So epic.
Dude, it was hilarious. Steven, our boy Steven Christian came up to me and goes, oh, hey, buddy. Rough 4th of July.
Yeah, your hair was... You have to go to his Facebook page, or I posted it online.
Which is funny, because it was like, no, I just took a shower the night before, and I have really curly hair naturally.
Oh, man.
I have to, like, straighten this in the morning, guys. Oh!
Yeah, Gavin jumped right down, and you just went for it and took a selfie.
Here's the best part. If you look at the photo, Gavin Rosdale's kind of blurry, but I'm in, like, HD glory. Because I cared more about myself.
Yeah, you did. Oh, man.
So much fun, though, guys.
So many people tried that. I lost it.
Oh.
Lost it.
Yeah, 4,000 seat amphitheater, by the way. 4,000. This is from their brand new record, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah. To drive Steve crazy. Yeah, I'm a fan. Still a fan. They played Chemicals Between Us, they played Greedy Fly, they played Swallowed, they played... Just name a song from 16 Stone, actually, and they played most of that. When you start a show with Everything's In, it's like, where are you going to go from here?
Right? Ugh.
Does it even matter? Anyways, somebody said, I would just say, hey, man, I can't hear you. Let's talk after the show. Yeah, but then you have to stay and talk after the show. Because the second the show ended, I was like, cool, later. Yeah. Catch you later. Bye. Somebody said, you just stand and watch. You don't respond anymore, pretending you can't hear. Can't be a hero to everyone.
Yeah.
Somebody said, but Steve-O, how do you feel about Gavin, knowing that he's a big cheater head and ruined his marriage? That turned me off of him because I was so into him back in the day. Well, I remember the fact that we are all stupid humans and we all fall short in totally different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
We're all sinners. We're all idiots. We all ruin stuff. Trust me. Oh, trust me.
Yeah.
So I can't be angry. Plus, if anything, you listen to his new record and, man, Mad Love. There's so many songs and it's all about the mistakes he's made, about still being in love, and you can tell half of this album is to Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Like when you know you've blown it, like, what else do you do? You can't hold that sin against somebody for the rest of their lives if they are sorry. Like, he is, like, openly said he blew it. Like, he blew it. And she split and moved on and is with country guy.
He's a really nice guy. He's got a great personality.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
Blake Shelton is a super nice guy.
If that ruined it for you, you can totally tune out the Morning Invasion, because I promise you, I have blown it in my life so many times.
This guy has.
I really have.
I haven't.
Gavin Rosdale, nothing. His was just because, you know, they're celebrities, so oftentimes when people, quote, blow it, totally ruin things.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets thrown into the spotlight, and that's what we see. But, I mean, a lot of people's lives are messy.
Yeah.
My life's messy. Are you kidding me?
Yep, we're all messy, man.
Pretty messy. So, how do I feel about Gavin? I think he still has one of the most phenomenal voices, and it's 2017. He was just crushing it last night. Amazing. So, I still definitely huge fan.
Good.
Somebody said, Steve-O, I'm with you, buddy. My wife and I will absolutely raise our boys with a deep love for the 90s. Love, Bush. We pretend like it's 1997 still. Yes, as you should.
Man.
As you should. Somebody else said my first concert was Van Halen, 1984.
Wow, that would have been fun.
I saw Van Hagar. I never got to see real Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were with Collective Soul randomly. That was a random show.
Huh.
Remember Collective Soul?
Yeah, I don't like them.
What?
Not a fan.
Gosh!
I'm really... There's just only a handful of bands in the 90s that I really can appreciate and love. That's about it.
The Pumpkins?
Yeah, sure.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Oh, yeah.
Pearl Jam?
Yes.
Nirvana?
One album from Pearl Jam. That's it.
Just 10?
That's it.
What about Vitology? What about Verses? You need to leave. You need to leave. I've already named a handful of bands, and you've liked all of them.
Well, you named some pretty good ones.
I know, because the 90s are the best decade. Although I will say, they had the, like, I Love the 90s show earlier this week.
And
it was like Naughty by Nature, Color Me Bad, Blackstreet, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. And last night I was going, I'll take this concert any day of the week over that show. Oh, man.
I wish I was at that show.
There was no opener last night. It was like Bush just played for 2 hours.
That's great.
Cool, man. I'll take it. So
good.
Joe, by the way, chimed in on what you do to somebody talking to you at a concert. They just said you put your hand in their face and say, "Step off, bro." What if it's not a bro? What if it's a bra? What do you do then, Joe?
Right?
What do you do then?
Oh, man.
And good morning to the ever wonderful and lovely Amy. I hope we get to see her tomorrow.
Amy, are you back?
Hey there, Ames.
Are you back in New Mexico? We'll see you at the gym today, Amy.
I'm not going to be there. Look, I got another new tattoo. I keep getting tattoos.
You're fine.
I keep
He's
getting.
Fine. Don't,
it's really shiny and awesome.
Don't
though.
Let him.
Look at that. Don't it's pretty great.
You.
I
He's
love
fine.
This.
It's all healed. All right.
585
Live if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live as well. Star 88. Oh, man, we got a big show. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
The president's headed for the G20 summit, but he's first stopping in Poland to meet with leaders there.
Trump will be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, British Prime Minister Theresa May, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Human rights groups are calling on the European Union to take action against Poland for what they claim is a violation of both international and EU humanitarian law.
A New York City police officer shot Miosotis Familia, had been on the force 12 years. The police commissioner said she was assassinated.
All Volvos will be either fully electric or hybrid.
Orders to U.S. factories fell for the second straight month in May. The Commerce Department said factory orders declined 0.8%. That is the biggest drop since last November.
The National Interagency Fire Center says there are at least 30 large fires burning in the United States. Most of these are in Arizona and California.
The latest monthly report on wage growth from job site Glassdoor finding a 1.7% increase in June compared to last year.
Companies like Amazon and Walmart are leading the way here, and we're seeing big wage gains for warehouse associates and delivery drivers.
That's great.
I'm staring at your eyes.
Welcome to the show. 635.
High today of 98 degrees. Taking a look at the roads. Not a whole lot going on right now, man. Central Avenue at Atrisco. The left lane is closed. Gregos Road between 4th and Edith. The roadway is reduced to one lane for some road construction. And there are ramp restrictions, I-40 West at 98th Street. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Big show today. Huge. We think Shock Therapy Live is happening.
I mean...
9 a.m. Pastor Nate Heidsick.
We'll throw
us.
The gamble out there that it could. Potentially, possibly, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Coming up after 7, your 4th of July firework injury roundup.
Okay.
All the seriousness that happened around the country on the 4th of July. There was a lot. A lot of horrible injuries. We'll talk about that. Will Rocky IV villain Ivan Drago be in Creed 2?
Huh? Shut up. Are you serious?
Well, I don't know.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah. Yeah.
Creed was such a good movie. I'm so glad you told me to watch that movie. I loved that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make my boys watch the Rocky movies.
What? You haven't yet?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Ugh.
What? I need to get a list of like classic movies that kids need to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
I keep trying though. For the district championship, I let the boys stay up late, and I'm like, "You can pick any movie you want. I don't even care if it's Logan. Pick any movie, guys. Right? This is a one-time thing." They picked Alien, and we made
it. That's a good one.
We made it about a third of the way in, and Luke was like, "Hey, man, I'm really tired."
Do you think he was scared?
No.
Okay.
No, that kid puts himself to bed. Like, he's the one that just cares about sleep.
Yeah.
He'll put himself to bed. And so he was like, "I'm really tired. Can we just finish this another day?" And I'm like, "I don't know if we're going to have another day because Brody stays up late and he just happened to be conked out, and this is a pretty gnarly movie. And he's like, eh, I'll catch it.
I'm out.
Like, he was just so unimpressed. He's like, yeah, whatever, I want to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't cool, live buddy. Up. Doesn't live up.
Whatever. It's still phenomenal.
Okay.
It All right. does live up.
All right.
Say that. Lives up.
Don't also, the key to making up after an argument is very different for men and women.
Ooh, okay.
We'll discuss that.
We'll talk about that.
We got a letter titled, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep.
Okay. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
No, I know.
If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
That's the longest title of a letter ever.
Pray the Lord my soul to take.
What did I say?
If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And that's not, it's not the rhyme.
My bad. My bad.
Also, we have a guest coming in at 7:30. His name's Keith Pfeiffer.
Life Church.
Life Church.
Stoked.
Stoked.
Yeah, dude. At the movies is coming up.
The movies. Yes.
Dude, people are like, breaking away! Bloodsport!
Bloodsport. Oh, do I still have that? Speaking of Bloodsport, I've been holding on to this for a while, and I should just, let's just knock it out right now. Because did I get rid of it?
Oh, yeah. I got rid of it, darn it. Is it about Jean-Claude Van Damme?
It was about Jean-Claude, JVCD.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he was cast as Arnold Schwarzenegger's character in the first Predator.
Oh.
And they decided to axe him before they even started because they had heard how high maintenance he was, and they didn't want to deal with.
Are you serious?
They didn't want to deal with that, so they got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good thing they did,
right?
Stick around. Gosh.
And there was I had it here in my prep, and there was a whole bunch of things on the different stories that
Dolph
people
Lundgren's
were sharing
in
about
that movie.
I know,
dude. But when was the last time you watched Predator?
That movie's great. That one holds up.
You're crazy.
I love that movie.
I need to go watch it again then, because I was seriously like, this.
What's cheesy
so
about
bad.
It?
All of it?
No.
All of the action is so cheesy, and all of the lines, like all of them.
It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But it's not just Arnold's lines. Literally all of them are over the top. So it's like Carl Weathers, Jesse the Body Ventura, like all of them. It's just like,
you breaking my heart.
Wait, I'm thinking of Universal Soldier for Dolph Lundgren. He's not in Predator.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not in Predator.
He's in Universal Soldier, though.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
Okay, no, it's not.
Somebody said Jesse the Body Ventura was better than Arnold. Boom!
Block him. Matt, you're blocked.
Matt's not blocked. Pat wants to know if you told me how much fun you had last night with your washing machine.
Yeah. So, big shout out to Mrs. Jeter.
Oh! You mean the one that was at a concert last night?
Yeah. Chrissy Jeter single-handedly, from a Bush concert, fixed my washing machine. Not really, but I'm just giving her the credit. I had problems with my stupid washing machine draining.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like Tim the Toolman Taylor. I've learned my lesson over the years not to mess with things because I get injured. Or I break it.
I wish you would have called me.
Well, there's this thing called YouTube. And whatever. So I watched a few YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I called the owner of the house to see what he had to say.
Yeah.
And he sent me to another video, which was great. and come to find out, it was one of the hoses was just, it wasn't draining the water out after the load was done. So
was it a sock?
No, it really wasn't anything bad. There wasn't anything stuck up in there, but I didn't want to. I get nervous when you take off the back panel and it's, I don't want to.
You unplugged it though, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what? Of course I did. Come on.
Okay. Don't say, of course I did.
I did.
Don't even say, of course I did.
Because
I would have said that first on the phone with you. Okay, first thing you want to do. Unplug it.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no electricity running through
every
it.
Video that I watched, that's the first thing they said. But there was a moment when I'm sitting there and my hand is engulfed inside the washing machine. I go, oh my gosh, is this thing unplugged? And I look back. Okay. And I'm like in water.
Yeah.
It could have been really bad, guys. It could have been really bad. And,
oh man.
Yeah. But I took the hose off and I just took a stick and I started just going in there and, yeah. And then I put it back together and it worked. So I don't know, man. We'll see after the next load.
So you didn't pull anything out?
Wasn't anything in there. I don't know.
Did you check? Did you check inside the? Well, never mind. I'll just wait. I'll wait until the next time, and then you'll call. I hate front load washers.
Oh, gosh. It's such a mess.
We got rid of ours because it was like, this isn't worth it. It flooded our laundry room once.
Ugh.
And it's seriously like socks are small enough that they get through the little rubber casing, and then all of a sudden they're in the tube, and they're just clogging that up.
Ugh.
And then everything else just jammed up, and next thing you know, you're flooded.
Yeah.
Flooded!
Thank goodness for YouTube.
But thanks for calling.
And Chrissy. Chrissy definitely helped a lot.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I'll probably call you later today because I'm sure
yeah.
I'm sure it's going to give me the same code.
Yes!
No drain!
Speaking of draining things.
Hey-o! Oh, man.
A 40-year-old American tourist named Cal Monzon was in Cancun this past weekend because it's summer and everybody's like, let's go party, man. It's summertime. Let's go on vacation. Let's do this. It was around 6 a.m. and he was drunkenly wandering around. He had to pee pretty badly.
Oh, no.
There's the lagoon. So he's in Cancun. He's like, I'm going to pee in the lagoon, guys. So he saunters over there drunkenly at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a long night, man, of partying. If you're still up at 6 a.m. heading over to the lagoon. Well, while he was there, just doing his thing, the creature from the Black Lagoon jumped up and attacked him.
Oh my gosh.
And by creature from the Black Lagoon, I mean a crocodile jumped up out of the lagoon and attacked him. He survived, got away, and was really excited.
Nice!
But he was so drunk, and didn't realize the crocodile had bitten off half of one of his arms.
No.
First off, there's crocodiles in Cancun?
He was rushed to the hospital where the rest of the arm had to be amputated. Dude lost his arm.
There's crocodiles in Cancun, Mexico?
I'm never going on vacation. I'm just going to staycation this bad boy for the rest of my life. Because more and more, we hear these crazy stories about things that will murder you.
Yeah.
I've never been to Cancun.
I haven't either, but crocodiles in Cancun? Wow. He got his arm bit off.
Yeah, but he was drunk at 6 a.m. like an idiot, peeing in a lagoon. Like, who does that?
I don't know if that's
vacation or not.
I don't know.
No, that's pretty idiot worthy. Like, you just, what, nobody was around? You're just like, you guys just.
Would you have thought there's a crocodile
if
you
were on
vacation in Cancun, Mexico?
I would just,
It's like going to the ocean and, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick and a great white shark comes up and eats you.
In the ocean?
Yeah.
You're going to just go into the ocean to pee?
Yeah,
really?
Why not?
Gosh!
No way. That's like getting hit by lightning. The chances of you getting eaten by
the
crocodile
in
Cancun, Mexico?
I blame the dude.
Oh, my gosh.
He wandered into a lagoon to use the bathroom.
I got
to go. Are you kidding me? I blame the dude.
How many crocs? Crocodiles.
Yeah, you have to spell it all out. Because if you say how many crocs are in Cancun, it's going to be a bunch of like 60-year-olds in rubber shoes.
Oh, wow. Man killed by crocodiles in Cancun Lagoon,
that was
Mexico?
2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Man dies in
the You just sound like a frightened Mickey.
Wow. Oh, I'm so excited. Sounds like an urban legend, but a crocodile living in a hotel zone lagoon in Cancun, Mexico, helped police make a pinch? What? What? What is this story? I'm going to have to research that story.
Oh, man.
The American crocodile is a species of crocodilian found in the Neotropics. It's the most widespread of the four extant species of crocodiles from the Americas. Okay.
Matt says maybe the croc was also drunk and thought the guy was a bison.
Oh, man.
Well done, Matt. Oh, man!
Next.
Gosh, okay, moving on. That's just crazy. Somebody else said the way I set that story up, they were definitely not expecting me to say arm was bit off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, it was just an arm. Moving on. Someone broke into Ronda Rousey's house and stole a bunch of her stuff, but her boyfriend caught them. Travis Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fiance. Because they skateboard right across the street.
We stopped by the house right before we were going to leave for the airport. And then right when we got to the house, we realized we were robbed. And someone had been squatting in my house for like 3 days, sleeping in my bed, stole my Olympic ring, stole my guns.
What?
Stole, what? Like, yeah, all my precious jewelry, every headphone in the house. What? Like,
you're lucky that he had the ring on him, or that would have been gone.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, definitely.
Did they catch the person?
Well, I mean, we have security cameras, so then we looked back at them when we saw that they were a bunch of kids with skateboards, and there's a famous skate park right across the street, because we're in Venice. So, you know, my man's 6'7", he, like, 260, he, like, beelines it straight to the skateboard park, finds the guys right away, and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's smart enough to not, you know, in the middle of the...
Right.
We'll get sued pretty hard. So he found the police right then, and they caught them. And
also, like, the wrong house to burgle is, like, your and your
but
husband.
But they knew
that's, like,
it was
the
my
worst.
House.
Like, they did no
they
research
did
at all.
There's no way you can't not know it's my house. So it was like, yeah, what little punks.
Like, they didn't even see a photo of you? Like, I would have... If I was burgling your house, which I never would, please tell your fiancé I said that. But I would be like, guys, I think this is Ronda Rousey's house. We have to get out of here.
Get out of here, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I wish 5 minutes with me was a sentence, but I think that would go under cruel and unusual punishment.
That's the wrong house.
Yeah. Travis Brown is a giant scary man. He's also fighting this weekend.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's fighting this weekend.
Super nice guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. He seems like a really nice guy. Moving on.
Moving on. That's all I have to really say.
You just
want to
say that. You're like, I just want to say that. I want to make that very clear.
I ran into him at Costco once.
All MMA fighters just seem like the nicest guys. All of them. Collectively. Love them all.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's just a nice guy. That's really all I have to say about him.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really all I have to say.
You know who actually is a really nice guy? Because I don't know if you're being real or not. Keith Jardine.
Oh,
run into that dude a few times, and he's always really, really nice.
One of the greatest guys ever.
And my kids lost their minds, and he was so cool, like, got down on a knee and was talking to little Brody, and it was like, Keith Jardine, you're the coolest dude on the planet.
You want to know how cool Keith Jardine is? For Caleb's, I think it was like his 8th birthday, we had a party at Jackson's MMA, and Keith couldn't make it, and he gave me the shorts where he wore to beat Chuck Liddell. He signed those shorts and gave them to me to give to Caleb for his birthday. Yeah. I have Keith Jardine's shorts. The ones that he beat. Yeah, okay. Chuck Liddell. I have his shorts.
Some dude broke into Ronda Rousey's house and stole a bunch of stuff. Then he pawned it off on kid's birthday party. Wait, different story. Yeah. Okay. I really couldn't imagine somebody breaking into Ronda Rousey's house. Like, that's got to be one of the dumbest things, especially since they have security cameras and they were just across the street skateboarding.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they probably... I wonder
I just
if they
said
even
skateboarding.
Realized.
I'm so old. They were skating. When I was making fun of her in my brain, when she was like,
they
went to the skateboard park. And I was like, oh, Ronda. Ronda, you can't call it a skateboard park.
Well, you did.
They were skateboarding.
These kids were skateboarding across the street.
Starbucks in Japan is serving frappuccinos with chocolate cake on top.
Bring it to America.
What? Unicorn fraps were a huge hit here because, you know, we like Starbucks drinks that are pretty and pink. Yay! And gajillion calories and terrible for us. But you know what we like even more? Things that are pretty and terrible and ginormous. This is why It's shocking that Starbucks is only selling these in Japan. They just rolled out two new Frappuccinos that have chocolate cake on top of them. No kidding. Look at that thing. It looks like, gosh, that looks amazing.
That looks really good.
It actually looks amazing,
guys.
It's
got cake on top of the
frap. Seriously, there's a giant piece of cake floating at the top of the cup.
Oh.
No word on whether that could ever go on sale here in America.
Oh, it's got to.
Come on.
That's an American frap right there.
Of all places, it should be America.
Yeah, that's coming.
Dude, speaking of, did you have any of the brownies at the 4th of July party?
No.
Oh, dude.
I did have some peanut butter cookies, though.
See, what I did, you take the peanut butter cookie and you put it on top of the brownie. And it was like a natural peanut butter cup.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. I did both.
Gross.
You didn't do that? Gross?
See, I don't know. Maybe.
Dude.
I don't know.
Because the brownie is like mushy and amazing. And then like the peanut butter cookies were like the right amount of crunchy, but still kind of chewy and just together.
Wow.
That was my 4th of July. Sorry. I should have told you to try it like that, man. A new photo recently surfaced that might show Amelia Earhart and her navigator after their plane went missing 80 years ago.
Did you see this?
I did, actually. It's hard to tell because her back is turned, but if it's her, it means they probably crash-landed in the Marshall Islands and got taken prisoner by the Japanese.
That's totally her, man.
Yeah. We have a clip.
By now, you've heard the reports about a recently discovered photograph that could explain what happened to famed aviator Amelia Earhart. Mm. The photo seems to indicate that she survived the crash of her plane and was captured by the Japanese. The photo, however, does not tell the entire story, because along with the photo, an actual audio tape of the flight has been found. Listen.
Don't touch me.
Get up.
Get a girl. Let's go. Do you know what my name is? Say your name. I can't touch
you. No, no, no.
What are you going to do? Hit me.
That's not necessary.
Hit me.
That's
not necessary. I dare you to hit me.
That's right. Amelia. As it turns out, Amelia Earhart was flying United.
What?
Mystery solved.
Okay. That's not.
What?
That's not real.
That's nuts.
You. Totally set that up. I actually watched the story yesterday because I'm old, apparently. I was watching the CBS Evening News.
I was too.
Were you?
No, well, I was on Facebook.
Which,
and they
by
had the
way,
video
did you see James Brown's beard?
Yeah.
He looks pretty good.
It does.
Okay.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was seriously like, that's a nice silver beard there, James Brown. I didn't even know you were doing the CBS Evening News. I got bored and I just decided to stop channel flipping and, we were watching the CBS Evening News. Now, here's the thing. One person says it's extremely likely that Amelia Earhart is in the photograph, that she was captured by the Japanese.
No, that's
however,
her, man. Same hair and everything.
However, it's like the head of the aviation department of the Smithsonian blah, blah, blah for research of Amelia Earhart completely disputes it and says that this, conspiracy theory has been around since she disappeared that the Japanese kidnapped her. So she
doesn't
believe
it's likely. Well, now we got a photo. Now we got a photo. That's her, man. I mean, yeah, that could definitely be an Asian woman.
Okay,
but
okay. Over to the left, though, Fred Noonan, who was her navigator who also disappeared, that actually does look like him.
Okay.
That.
So
it could be likely.
That could be. Two, they both look like the people that went missing, Amelia and the navigator. Are you kidding me?
That's them.
It's them.
Yeah.
Man, that's been a mystery that hasn't been unlocked ever since. Man.
80 years, dude.
80 years ago.
It's crazy technology and the changes and how, you know, how far we've come. Because nowadays, if something like that happens, we have like the black box and we can usually find the wreckage. But yeah, 80 years, man, this mystery. 80! Crazy.
585 Live, you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live. Go like the page, *88. You can watch and listen to the show right there. Good morning, everybody. When we come back, some crazy things happened over the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, man.
We'll also find out if Ivan Drago from Rocky IV will be in the new Creed movie. We got a letter to tackle around 8 o'clock. We'll do the letter. We have Keith Pfeiffer. from Life Church coming in at 7:30.
Heck yeah, man.
We'll be right back. Young Brothers, Man Up at Star 88.
You just got to, man.
You got to. You got to man up, man. Got to man up.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Nah.
Dex and Steve-O.
That's us.
7-Eleven.
High today of 98 degrees. Traffic. Roads are looking clear, my bro. The left lane is closed. Central Avenue at Atrisco. Also, Universe Boulevard between Rainbow and Woodmont. There's some construction there. The roadway is reduced to one lane. But other than that, it's pretty clear. That's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by For the Good, by the way. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Going with a three-wood there.
This is the greatest ever.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Because
like Mark usually, Wahlberg on the
yeah. They usually say mashed potato. Remember mashed potato? I haven't heard that one yet. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Say hello to your mother for me.
I like that.
I like
it's
that.
The best.
Pretty good, dude.
Oh, man. 585 Live, again. If you'd like to chime in.
Is it time?
That's not stupid.
Guys, every year, the stories flood in. Many, many stupid Americans handling bombs. The stories that have come out already are so disturbing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have to talk about them so we can warn you of the danger of fireworks, which is basically dynamite. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
No, you're right, bro.
Thank you.
Bruh, you're right. Bruh.
Let me tell you about a few of these injuries that happened over 4th of July weekend. There was a man in Chicago, was killed.
Oh, gosh.
Killed Tuesday after being struck in the head by a firework designed to shoot 40 to 50 feet in the air.
Dude, that's terrible.
Lit the firework, waited for it to ignite, and when it didn't, bent his head over the tube. He was taken to the hospital, was pronounced dead. But that wasn't the only incident in Chicago. Just after noon on July 4th, a man blew part of his hand off while lighting a firework in the parking lot of a strip mall. That night, another man was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after a firework exploded in his hand.
I really, really hope my kids are listening.
Yeah.
They were making me so mad.
They were jumping over the fireworks.
You were there.
Yeah.
You saw it all.
They were M80s.
They had no fear, and it gave me anxiety. It was like, oh no, they're me, but worse.
I was like, Steve-O, you should tell you, okay. You should tell your kids not to, okay. Steve-O, just tell your kids not to,
first of all, when it was like, all right, guys, fireworks time. Wait, who's got the lighter? And your 13-year-old goes, here you go.
Wait, what?
Huh? Wait, why do you have that?
In Warren, Michigan, a man was injured by exploding fireworks that lodged glass and other debris into his neck, arm, and upper torso. Yeah, he had been drinking alcohol at the time of the accident. A man in Fargo, North Dakota was seriously injured after a firework exploded in his hand outside of a bar on Tuesday. The man found the firework in the parking lot and decided, I'm just going to light this bad boy. And he pretty much almost blew off his hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's more evidence that one should not pick up fireworks found on the ground. Two boys, ages 12 and 13, were injured in Auburn, Washington, after finding a firework that then exploded. One boy's hand was seriously injured, while the other was hit with debris.
So, debris of his hand?
Yeah.
The hand debris?
Guys, you see a firework on the ground, don't pick it up.
Yeah, gosh.
That's what scares me the most, and that happened while you guys were setting up fireworks. What's Bill's son's name?
Oh, Jake.
Jake.
Gosh.
Jake lit a firework and it just went out.
Yep.
And then he went back to it and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that thing's going to explode.
Yep.
And it didn't, thank God, but. Oh, more and more stories. There were several different situations where people lost limbs.
Gosh, dude.
Suffered a traumatic injury to his hand, lost fingers. This guy, 17-year-old kid, lost fingers.
At a church function?
Yeah, at a church function.
Okay.
In New York, an SUV caught fire, burning five people after an electric problem caused fireworks being stored in the vehicle's trunk to ignite.
Okay.
I mean, look at all these stories. It just goes on and on and on.
Oh, gosh.
People lost limbs. They lost their lives because they were idiots.
Question for the Starmie. How many fingers do you still have? Live line is open. 505. No. Oh.
I know most of you are done with fireworks this year. But come on, guys. Let's just be. Did you see me light one firework?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because you're smarter than everybody
because
else?
I've been doing this morning show for a lot of years, and I hear about all of the different stories every single year, and it scares me to death.
I think I lit sparklers for Brody. That's all I did.
Oh, Brody had bottle rockets. He was just running around with these bottle rockets, shooting them at people.
Yeah, this is
crazy.
True. This is true.
He was trying to light my shirt on fire.
Yep. Also true.
I might be exaggerating just a little bit.
Yeah, not much.
Whoa!
Yeah, okay. Remember, the Starmie chimed in with a meme that said, for someone, somewhere in America, today will be the last day they have 10 fingers. That was circulating on the 4th.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know, how come all the firework stories happened in the North? By the way, Randy in Indiana chiming in. So, yeah. And somebody else said, shout out to my hometown of Auburn, Washington. Super smart town there.
Yeah. Oof. Guys.
Oh, it makes me sad.
It's so sad. It really is.
So many horrible stories coming in.
Yeah.
About firework fails.
All right. Well, let's talk about something that's happy and fun.
Oh. Wait, I thought you said happy and fun. Isn't this... You're showing a very bad moment.
Rocky IV.
It's not happy and fun at all.
Rocky's best friend.
Apollo Creed
died.
Dude, spoiler alert. What?
By a filthy Russian.
Okay.
Am I right or am I right?
I mean.
Whoa! What would happen after Apollo Creed passed away would change the course of history. A man by the name of Rocky would fly to Russia. And he would chop down trees.
He would.
Run through snow.
Mm-hmm.
Throw snowballs.
Two worlds collide. Rival nations.
All to prepare to beat the Russian.
It's a primitive class.
That Russian's name, Ivan Drago. Well, this just hit the wire. Will Rocky IV villain Ivan Drago be in Creed 2?
Dude. Here's why he has to be.
He straight up killed Apollo Creed.
Oh my god.
He straight up killed Apollo Creed. Man.
Could you imagine? Oh man. Is that like too close though? Like is that...
See, do you think... what was Michael B. Jordan's character's name?
Creed.
Was it just Creed?
No, I mean his first name was
his last name's Creed. What was his name?
Man, because he had like a different name because he didn't want to be associated with his dad for a while.
Anyways, we'll just call him Michael B. Jordan. If you guys haven't seen Creed yet, it's
dude,
the
that
greatest.
Movie's phenomenal.
I tie him in. It's a Rocky movie. It's the greatest of all the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't say greatest
okay,
of the Rocky movies.
Okay, don't you go there.
Rocky 1
I know,
is
that's my,
still
yeah, right.
A classic.
Yeah.
Adonis.
Adonis, thank you.
Adonis Creed.
Well, Stallone's been posting some pictures of Drago with the hashtag Creed 2.
Oh, man.
Including one that shows him facing off with Apollo's son.
Oh, wow. Man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Can you imagine if they fought?
Well, I think what would make more sense is if Dolph Lundgren's character had, if Drago had a kid.
Yeah, right.
And it's like the kid. Yeah. Because it'd be, you know, same age and...
Yeah, how weird would that be if they faced off?
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It's like, dude, your dad killed my dad. Yeah. And now I'm going to punch you hard in the face.
Well, it says here, it seems crazy that Drago could fight the young Creed since Lundgren is 59 and Michael B. Jordan is 30. But hey, didn't Rocky fight a young guy in Rocky Balboa?
He did. Yeah. Tommy Gunn. Oh, wait, no, that was Rocky V.
That was Rocky V.
Sorry.
Yeah, and then, yeah, they even said, maybe son.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nothing's official, though? Come on, man. Why you got to come at me with this fake news?
That's not fake news. If Sylvester Stallone is posting things,
you got to come in with fake news.
It's not fake news. It's not fake news. It's not fake news.
Come on, Bill O'Reilly.
What?
Give me something.
What?
Give me something.
Okay.
Really?
What?
So nothing's official.
No, nothing's
official. I dare you to hit me.
Okay. but that's
pretty cool. Oh man,
that's pretty cool, guys.
I still need to see Creed on a screen bigger than 5 inches. I saw that on the airplane to New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Because you were like, dude, no, you don't understand. It's the greatest movie ever. And I'm like, all right, this better be good. Little did I know, my flight to New York. Oh, man. Did I ever tell the story on the air?
Yeah.
Going to New York Comic Con. Really excited. I get a free movie on my flight. I pick Creed. I start it. I'm excited.
Mm.
It gets to a very pivotal point in the movie that shall remain nameless because I don't want to ruin it. Because it's such
dies.
A good movie. Oh, my God.
He doesn't die.
And then, boom! Ladies and gentlemen, as we begin our descent into blah, 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 blah.
Ugh.
And it stops!
No!
So I'm sitting in Atlanta because that was where my connecting flight was, like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna, I gotta finish Creed! I gotta get on! And then I get on the flight from Atlanta to New York, and apparently it's not long enough. So I jump on and I sit down in my seat and look in front of me. And there's no screen in front of me.
Oh,
gosh. I'm like, I got to finish this movie. So I'm like sitting there like buying it on my phone. Like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Down, like trying to download it as fast as possible before we take off. So I could finish Creed.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It is seriously so good.
Yeah, it was really good. They did a really good job with that. Because sometimes they can hang out on nostalgia too long. This film really stood on its own, yet...
Yeah.
It's still part of a phenomenal family of movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rocky movies.
Oh, and if you've never seen a Rocky movie, all you snowflakes out there, you're dead to me.
Wow.
Just kidding. You need to watch
it. My kids have never.
They hold up, man.
Yeah.
They hold up. They're so good.
Yeah, they are.
Look at that, man. Rocky, just don't. Jump roping. Oh, yeah. Doesn't this make you want to go CrossFit today?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this isn't real. Dude, let's go do that in a barn. Like,
yeah.
You hold my legs, I'll hang down a level, and we'll just do, like,
sit-ups. See, we don't even need a gym, man. Let's just go outside into nature. Let's go cut some wood.
I mean, we could. It's 98 degrees outside.
Man.
So.
Put on some gloves, and I'll just hit the gloves.
Who's a better actor, Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's a good question.
I mean,
I don't even know.
We're looking at this 90s montage. I mean, you really don't know what to say?
Probably Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, dude.
Because Arnold, come on.
Arnold was in incredible action movies. But
yeah, but Sylvester can't really talk. Neither can Arnold. Okay, that's not, okay. Both of them have speech problems.
I mean, take a look at films like Demolition Man.
That was a great movie for its time. Okay? For its time.
Oh, man.
Man is right.
I would still say Sylvester Stallone's probably, quote, better.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know, man. Arnold's done some pretty good films, like Terminator 2.
Commando. Come on, bro.
I'm talking about acting, not action. John I'll think Connor. Of one. Kindergarten Cop was pretty good.
Twins.
At okay.
That was a pivotal.
Conan the Barbarian.
Pivotal moment in his career.
He's a pretty good actor in that.
Okay. 585 Live, you want to text in? We're on Facebook Live, star 88. Go like the page. When we come back, I believe we have a guest. His name is Keith Pfeiffer.
Has Arnold ever made you cry in a movie? I mean, think about that. Because, dude, Sylvester Stallone, I have bawled, bro. Wept.
Yeah, I think, you know what? A few times, actually.
Sylvester Stallone, better actor.
All right. We'll be right back.
The president's headed for the G20 summit, but he's first stopping in Poland to meet with leaders there.
Trump will be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, British Prime Minister Theresa May, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Human rights groups are calling on the European Union to take action against Poland for what they claim is a violation of both international and EU humanitarian law.
A New York City police officer shot Miosotis Familia had been on the force 12 years. The police commissioner said she was assassinated.
All Volvos will be either fully electric or hybrid.
Orders to U.S. factories fell for the second straight month in May. The Commerce Department said factory orders declined 0.8%. That is the biggest drop since last November.
The National Interagency Fire Center says there are at least 30 large fires burning in the United States. Most of these are in Arizona and California.
The latest monthly report on wage growth from job site Glassdoor finding a 1.7% increase in June compared to last year.
Companies like Amazon and Walmart are leading the way here, and we're seeing big wage gains for warehouse associates and delivery drivers.
It is 7:33. Good morning.
High today of 98 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads, unfortunately, an accident to report. Montaño Road Northwest, right at Taylor Ranch Road. So you're going to want to be careful on the west side in that area, right near Kachina. No other accidents to report at this time. Looking around, yeah, everything else looking pretty good this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
His name is Keith Pfeiffer. He's from Life Church, everybody.
Yes! Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Dude, you were very patriotic this morning.
Well, it was one of those deals. My wife's been out of town for a little while.
Okay.
And so it was like, what's clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I feel like that's every guy.
I'm going to go with this.
That's every
yes,
guy.
Yes, dude.
I don't stay up with the laundry as well as she does.
No, I feel you, man. We got, you know, normally we just overturned this regime that said no shorts. And so we've got like a new dress code policy here at work. But I only own like one pair of shorts. I wore them for like 5 days straight and got barbecue sauce on them on the 4th of July. Yeah. And I'm like, well, shoot, until Chrissy does laundry, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to be wearing these pants.
It's funny. Until Chrissy does laundry. Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm kidding. So, dude, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. We're excited to have you, man. For those who don't know, Life Church, rocking it out in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And it obviously didn't get its start out here. It's a satellite campus of Pastor Craig. Now, people say it differently. Will you please tell us the correct pronunciation of Pastor Groeschel?
Pastor Craig Groeschel.
Boom!
You got it.
You nailed it. Well, people say Groeschel, Groeschel. It's like, okay.
Groeschel.
Groeschel, like,
you
yeah.
got it.
Okay.
That's good.
So the history of this is pretty unbelievable because the whole satellite campus thing has taken off.
Right.
All over the country, churches are adopting this whole satellite campus thing, and it's working. We're seeing lives change.
Absolutely.
And it all started at your church.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy because it's one of those things that was kind of an accidental start because the story kind of goes with Pastor Craig. We had two locations, but he was preaching live at both of them, and he was kind of going back and forth on a Sunday, and so he would preach this one, and the service times offset itself. So he'd drive across town in Oklahoma City to go to the next one. And then his wife had a baby like through the night on a Saturday night, Sunday morning thing. And so they were like, well, what do we do? Pastor Craig's in the hospital. I'm like, let's show the video from last night at the locations.
Wow.
And then it was like, wow, what opportunity exists now?
Right.
With this video teaching, because people still found Jesus. People still, their lives changed through this video messaging. And it was like, all right, let's see what God has in store for this.
It's incredible how that works, man. It's
a pretty crazy story.
Did any of the young pastors, did they get offended by that? Because they're like, well, I mean, I could step up and, you know, just fill in.
I think, so one of the things that, you know, Pastor Craig does all kinds of fantastic leadership stuff. He's got a leadership podcast. His latest one actually came out today. And so we really like try to develop humble and hungry leaders. And so we look at the opportunity for life change impact. And man, we'll step aside every day.
Yeah,
see
that's pretty cool.
The dynamic life change. I mean, he's an amazing communicator.
He does a fantastic phenomenal
job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I don't think any of us as campus pastors would say,
Hey,
put me a coach.
Right.
Yeah, we're let him do it because God has gifted him in such a unique way that we're going to let him do his thing.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty incredible, man. I love the way that he can bring it. And it's hard to say it without it sounding weird because I don't mean it negatively, but it's like, he definitely never waters down scripture, but he somehow dumbs it down so that I can understand. You know what I mean? Like, it's just very like, man, plain and easy to grasp. And I still look back. We're talking about this off air. I look back at his, Samson series fight from years ago and, it still impacts me, man. And I still look back at those notes and he just has this amazing ability to get dudes to, well, be men, like step up and be leaders, but not like in a, because I think there was this weird culture where it was like, all right, dudes, you got to be authoritarian and lead with an iron fist in this angry, weird, I don't know, man role that I don't get because that's not me.
Right.
And yet the way that he called men to lead was such a phenomenal example because it's still with humility and grace and love and so I'm a fan of your pastor, man.
Yeah, so we just finished up a marriage series in June that was really good, and he did something very similar in that, talking about as a husband or as a man preparing to be a husband, like what's our role in leadership in a way that honors Christ, honors our wife or our future wife, and does it in a way of humility. And again, it's like as me as a husband, it's like, oh, this has changed my marriage. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so powerful just to hear how he conveys that message.
I think it's, you know, we as humans, if somebody tells you this is what you have to do, this is how you have to, you kind of become rebellious and like, you ain't telling me what to do. But when it comes from a place of love and humility and grace, and it can transform anyone, you know? And so we got to talk about this, man, because how often do you, is that the movies an every summer thing?
Every July.
Okay.
We've done it for maybe close to 10 years now.
Wow,
every
man.
Every single July. And it's one of our most heavily attended months of the year, which is crazy in the church world that the summer month of July is your strongest attendance month. It just doesn't happen.
You got to talk about it because obviously it's here. It's July and brand new series, at the movies. And we talk film and TV and music so often here within the studio. This is very, very near and dear to my heart. So talk a little bit about this new series coming up.
Yeah. So it starts Sunday. And, what Pastor Craig will do is he's picked four of this last year's biggest movies. And we'll show the movie clips during church, and then he'll use the movie to illustrate biblical truth. And so you guys have been talking about Creed today.
Yeah, man.
That was one of the movies we used last year.
Oh, really?
And it was incredible.
That's
the thing. You can't go back and watch it because of copyright stuff and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you have to catch it either
at
a live campus or with church online throughout the week. So you have to catch it live. You can't go back and look
at
it because of copyright stuff.
Yeah, makes sense.
It was fantastic to see. I mean, we're sitting there in church watching the movie Creed.
Yeah.
And then he comes in, kind of breaks up the clips and just teaches biblical truth and uses this movie to illustrate it. And
I
so good.
To me, I mean, it's so vital, man. I'm a fan of film and, this culture, I mean, gravitates to it, obviously.
Absolutely.
Every Friday we talk about the new movies coming out and every Monday we talk about the box office winners and people obviously care. And so as Christians, when we look through things with that biblical lens, that Christian perspective, man, it's hard for me now not to see things. And
So I
love when a pastor says, all right, this is the way we're going to roll, and can take something within culture, much like Paul did at Mars Hill, and use that to glorify God with and point to Christ. Mm. Because, man, you can find it in anything and
absolutely.
Everything, you know? So, huge fan. Yeah. Now, are you allowed to talk about what the first movie is?
You have to be there to see it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't even know for sure what the first movie is going to be. So they keep it really under wraps.
I was trying to think of some of the movies that came out last year.
For me, Wonder Woman, one of the biggest movies of the year. We talked about that at length because
that's
there's
probably
so much
next year, right?
Yeah, that'll be on next year's potential list. It's still pretty new.
So it's probably movies from last year, you said?
Yeah, from probably July of last year through maybe April of this year, probably be the movies that are kind of in that.
So Guardians.
I was thinking the same thing, though.
I'm just kidding.
Wonder Woman is going to be a good one to tackle next year if you guys decide, because we
did
both
Did you just say
that
you want to tackle Wonder Woman?
Well,
I mean, I didn't say that, man.
I would.
I'm blushing.
So good.
So where can people go to find more information?
So life.church is the website.
Okay.
And so you can find everything on there about service times. There's a link to go to locations to find our Rio Rancho location, but you can find church online there, and there's services all throughout the week at church online if you can't make it on the weekend. So
you got to talk about this, man, because obviously we're talking about Pastor Craig, who is out in Stillwater. Right, Stillwater, Oklahoma.
He's actually Edmund.
Now in okay,
Edmund, yeah,
mm-hmm. okay, in Oklahoma, and you're in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, with the satellite campus. How did that even happen, man? Like, what? How did you get here? Accent?
So So my family and I, we moved here about 4 months ago.
Okay.
Actually. So we're really new to the area still, and it's fun because the previous campus pastor who came out and launched this location of Life Church went to Oklahoma to launch our 27th location in Norman.
27.
And so there's the OU Sooners are down there. And so he's a big fan. And so
that's
he went back
cool.
there and was able to kind of get home for him.
Yeah.
And so that provided an opportunity for my wife and I to get out here.
Man.
And we've loved, it's been 4 months. And
you okay, with, just, you okay just with like the desert and the brown?
Oh, absolutely. Because the mountains are right there.
Yeah.
Right?
See that mountain.
I'll take that all day long.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What
Fantastic.
Saved my life, man. Oh. I don't, if that if Sandia's weren't there, I would have never lasted.
I gotta know, man. I mean, new to the scene. What so far has really like rocked your world here in Albuquerque?
So it gets pretty warm in Oklahoma, and there's this humidity thing.
Sure. Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Everyone, we told them we're moving to New Mexico. They're like, it's gonna get hot, and I'm like, well, I know hot,
yeah,
right. I know hot and humid, but the sun is right here.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's a different ball game.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's only 4,000 feet or something higher than Oklahoma,
man.
But it just, that sun is.
You are close to the sun.
Remarkable.
Were you like just pale white before you got here? Because you're pretty tan now.
I wasn't pale white, but I definitely, my skin tone is a lot different now.
Yeah.
I've got four boys, and they were all pale white.
No.
When they came out here.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long for them to tan up real quick after being out here playing outside all day in the backyard.
Yes, dude.
Man, they look like different kids.
But that's good. That means they're not stuck on iPads or watching TV or something, video games. So
kick them out.
Yeah, man. That's so awesome. So now, do you have any questions about New Mexico life? I mean, what, any concerns, any?
So
you can be real, man.
Yeah, it's always interesting to finding out like the things that we just took for granted. Like where do you buy groceries?
Oh yeah,
you know what's your favorite place to eat? You know we loved Italian food, and we had a couple great Italian food restaurants, and so it's like, do I just use Yelp? Like, how do I get around
right,
now? Like,
yeah.
I mean, Stillwater was home for us for a long time, and now we're kind of relocating and all those things we take for granted.
And you guys live in Rio Rancho?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
so, right, I mean, if you want, that's the thing with Albuquerque. If you've lived in a big city, you know the traffic can get real bad.
Yeah.
And Albuquerque, we don't really deal with big traffic like other cities do.
People will still find a way to complain about being stuck in traffic for like 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
so
weird.
It's
so
game.
You know, you can drive anywhere in the city and get there in 15, 20 minutes usually, you know, and it's good traffic.
Right.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. It's a great city. It
really we've
is.
Really enjoyed being out here, taking advantage of what it all has to offer. We love the mountains. And so like when we'd go on vacation, it was always the mountains. And now it's in our backyard.
Yeah,
so.
Man.
So we've,
yeah.
We've
what about
it.
Green chili? You like green chili?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Yes!
It's on everything. So
yes!
We actually, for at the movies, we transform our lobby into a movie set. And this year, we built our lobby into the movie set of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh,
wow.
And so we've got the waterfall and the weird pink boat and the bridge and the candy shop and all of that stuff built up in our lobby. And so last week, we actually had what we call Build Week. And so we had volunteers, you know, all hours of the day coming in and transforming our lobby. And so we had some like enchiladas or something one night for dinner. The next night we had sandwiches and it was like, where's the green chili? I got to put this stuff on a sandwich. Like, I'm not going to meal without having this green chili if it's available.
I love that, man.
So it's so good.
You have already, like, acclimated to our culture because I'm telling you, that's, like, the number one thing. That when friends come visit, it's like, man, this green chili stuff is wrecking my stomach. Oh, but,
hey, you just got to fight through it.
Yeah, you do. When you get that double cheeseburger at McDonald's, you put a little green chili on there.
Makes everything better. Strangely enough, where I came from in Stillwater, there was a lot of folks that either grew up here or had family here or whatever. And so they would always warn me. We told them that I was moving out here and they were like, okay, always get the green chili on the side.
Yeah.
Because you just want to make sure you can control how much you put on there. So I went to Blake's one morning or one afternoon for lunch. I said, Chris, green chili on the side, please.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, whatever. And so I put it on there and I was like, oh my goodness. It was like one of my first experiences with green chili. It lit me up. And I was so glad for the advice. Put the green chili on the side. That way you can control how much is on there. Because, wow, it lit me up.
It'll sneak up on you. Sometimes it'll be mild, and then other times it's, whoa, man.
Yeah, there's a list. I'll give you a few places where it's like, don't even order it here because you will die.
I've
been here
that.
Most of my life. I still die at certain places.
I'd appreciate
that. Dude, this is Keith, thank you so much, man. Yeah. This is amazing. At the movies, of course, starting this Sunday, life.church. And, welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you.
Rio Rancho, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
It's basically Albuquerque.
You can't tell a difference.
You can't. No. You're in Albuquerque, you're in Rio Rancho, you're whatever.
It's good.
But don't tell that to people that live on this side of the river, because you'll come to learn that people on this side of the river don't necessarily travel to that side of the river, even though it's literally 5 minutes away.
Right there.
It's true.
It's like, oh, you guys are so far. Debts.
I'm that guy. Yeah. I'm that guy.
Oh, man.
I lost half my friends moving to the west side. Come on! That's okay. I gained some new ones that have a good respect for life.
And there you go.
Beautiful. And cool things on the west side. There we go.
Hey, Keith, anytime you want to come in, man.
For real, dude.
Awesome.
Open invite.
Thanks.
Welcome.
I appreciate that.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Ah!
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Stop it. Shut your mouth. Because what you're saying is beautiful.
Acceptance, take you away. It is Star 88. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Dex and Steve-O. 585 Live, you want to text in. Facebook Live, you can watch and listen to the show right there. We just live on Facebook, don't we? Go and share the Facebook Live if you're on there right now. Morning, Michael. Morning, Deeves. Coming up, we got a letter to tackle. It's titled, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. You don't want to miss this. We're gonna need you to chime in and help a member of the Starmy out. Also, 9 a.m. Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzik will be joining us. And if you guys have any questions, you guys make sure and text them in at 585-LIVE. Or you can email them at studio@star88.
Sorry, man. I was out there talking to Keith because that dude is cool.
Right?
Yeah. That guy's really cool.
Keith Pfeiffer, Life Church, Rio Rancho. You guys need to check out this church. And I know a lot of people sometimes will get, when they hear of a satellite campus, if they've experienced one before, go to Life Church because they're the ones who started this thing, man.
Yeah.
They know how to do
it's
it.
It's a phenomenal story how it accidentally happened.
Yeah.
Accidentally in quotations, because obviously with God, there's no accidents.
Right.
But that's amazing, man. So, and I always love meeting new people that are new to the city that actually like it here, because sometimes people move here and they're like, oh man, bleh, the crime this or the blah that, and I'm like, man, I grew up here, this is my city.
This is my city, yo.
I make fun of it from time to time, but it's still my city, yo.
Yeah.
All right? Let's talk about this. And he loves it, so friends for life now.
What if I'm one of those guys?
That make fun of the city constantly?
Maybe.
You are, but you're an outsider, so it doesn't count. You're from like Montana and then San Diego and all these other places. Like, I'm talking about people that like live here and it's like their hometown, but they're like, I just want to leave.
Oh, man.
Get out, bro. Just go.
No.
We don't need you. America.
I'll never forget the first time flying into Albuquerque. I was just, oh, no. It's so brown. Ugh. Where's the green?
It's a desert, dog.
I know.
I love it here.
I know.
Huge fan.
Don't get me wrong. I love you, Burqueños. I do. I love you. But I'm an ocean mountain guy.
Why do you say I love you? Because you've been here
like 20 years almost. I've been here almost 20 years. It blows my mind. It freaks me out a little bit.
By the way, there's no Shock Therapy Live today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So shout out to my boy Steven, who actually cares and has Nate's schedule. So,
well, maybe Steven can come in and do it with us.
Hey?
Steven? Huh?
Hey?
Why don't you come in and do it?
I mean.
Come on.
I mean.
Steven? Christian? Shock Therapy Live? 9? We'll find out if he can do it or not.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. He's a pastor.
He is.
I put that in quotations and then I realized, actually, no, he actually is a pastor. He's really a pastor.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude, he's a pastor.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Online course.
Patrice says, once you get here, you never leave.
Oh!
Yeah, right. Tell that to Teo.
Land of entrapment.
Nope, tell that to Teo.
But the thing is, they never, as a couple, as a married couple, I'm talking about his wife, Dawn, she didn't really commit. So
what? She had a job.
If she would have committed.
She was doing worship at Sagebrush.
Exactly.
Like she was bought in.
But she, 2 weeks out of the month, was gone.
That's because she's in a band called Firefly and exactly. They were making an album.
That's the only reason why they're gone. That's the only reason.
No. No. I love it here. And speaking of lifers, let's see if Stefan will come hang out with us. So, oh yeah, he's off.
Okay.
He's
off. What? Off. Yeah.
He's off, man. He got 3 days off because he played 4 songs at Freedom Celebration.
Oh,
so they gave him a week off for playing 4 Amberlynn songs.
Wow. Okay. That's 4. Great. Okay.
Actually, technically, he only played 3 Amberlynn songs.
2 days off already this week.
And then so. 1 Stephen Christian song. So.
All right. I'm out of time.
No bigs.
Well, I was going to share a story, but whatever.
That's okay, it's cool, man. It's fine.
All right. Coming up, we have to tackle this letter. Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. We're going to need your help, Stormy. 585 Live. You can text in or Facebook Live us. We'll be right back.
This is Summer for Dummies.
That's me.
Summer is a time of year when you will experience hotness.
Where's this heat coming from?
Wetness.
Get 'em all!
Carpenter ants.
I used to work in
barbecues.
That's too much lighter fluid.
What?
Brush fires.
Quick, get the hose.
Snakes.
That's not the hose.
Firemen.
This your house?
It was.
Summer is also an excellent time to move.
2 bedrooms, 2 baths. Built-in barbecue.
This has been Summer for Dummies.
This portion of Summer brought to you by your steering wheel. The sun has been relentless all day. You parked and forgot to put up your dashboard windshield visor. You open your car door and get in. Your body becomes a human baked potato. And you don't have a cloth or even leather cover for your steering wheel. As you drive out of the parking lot, you can feel the seared flesh where your fingers and palms used to be. Your steering wheel. Because wearing oven mitts is not an option.
Oh, yeah!
Good morning, Stormy. Welcome to the program.
Let's meet some Beach Boys!
Reason I'm playing some Kokomo is because we just got a text on the live line.
Yes. Good morning, boys. Listening from Waimananalanamanalanala.
It's Walamanakiki.
Walamanamanalanamanana. Hawaii. Woke up at 2 a.m. Get to listen to my favorite guys.
Dude, thank you.
Shout out to Moana. Love you.
Malana Manakiki Walelana.
I gotta tell you, that could be my favorite Disney movie of all time at this point. I'm not
still
even being funny.
It's on Netflix.
Wait. You haven't seen Moana?
No.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
That seriously could be my favorite Disney movie of all time.
Best rock movie of all time?
Oh, hands down. Oh.
We'll get there faster.
I'm making a phone call.
It's cool, man. Just go ahead and just, you know, grab the steering wheel. It's cool, man. No worries.
I have to. There's a conspiracy theory going around, and I want to confirm or deny.
Ooh,
you got me kind of nervous.
I like conspiracy theories.
Made me a little nervous. It's a beautiful Thursday, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
How's it going, buddy?
What's up?
Oh, hi. Hey. Stephen Christian, everybody.
He's acting like he's sleeping.
He's acting like he's asleep. He's got kids. He's been awake since 4:30. I got to see Bush last night. Did you see my photo? I got to take a picture with Gavin Rosdale.
I did. It said you could die happy. There you go, man. Congratulations.
I really could. Oh, Christian Music liked it on Instagram, so that's cool.
That's cool, man.
I remember when we used to fangirl over me, and now that we're friends, you're just kind of like, the magic's gone.
The magic is way gone.
Yeah.
The magic was never there, my friend. I'm sorry.
What?
I mean, it was kind of like a sputtering, but I mean, I'm a fan of you. I love you. Your music's good, too.
Thank you.
So that's cool.
Not the same.
How does it feel to be old? Because everybody we've talked to about Bush, their response has been, who?
Everybody, Steven.
Seriously, dude.
Everybody.
Like, nobody knows. And then I say, do you know Gwen Stefani? Yeah, I love her on The Voice. Then I'm like, well, that was her husband, and he was in a way bigger band than hers. And 20 years ago, he was
huge,
and
it's not even
man.
Like we're that old.
We're not.
I don't even think we've hit that. We're old yet, have we?
I feel so old. Yeah. Speaking of old, you recently got to perform some songs from your old band.
Classic rock.
So that was kind of cool. Some classic rock. You did some Skynyrd in there. Some Feel Good Drag.
Dude,
Feel Good Drag on the charts 23 years ago. How did it feel to revisit, from the vault? Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time. Yeah, it was fun. And it's only 3 years. It's been three years. Even 3 years since the band dissolved.
I didn't say since the band dissolved. I said since you had a hit. I said that was a big difference. I said since you had something on Billboard. That's what I was meaning.
Okay.
Feel Good Drag. That was like 2000. So question though.
Oh my.
Yeah. There's
what?
So brutal.
There's a conspiracy theory going around because you're not going to do Shock Therapy Live with us today because you're, quote, off because you worked so hard at Freedom Celebration 4 songs. But somebody wants to know if we could just please tell the truth because there seems to be a rumor going around that you are suspended because you're a mic dropper. Tell us what that's about.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
What?
Man.
Yeah.
What? He dropped the mic.
You dropped the mic?
He dropped the mic at Freedom Celebration at the end of Feel Good Drag. And it was, was it worth it? Let me work it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was totally worth it. I'm taking the wife and kids up to Fenton Lake with my suspension. So it's great.
Is that really where you're at?
Yeah, I'm heading that way right now.
Sweet, yes, yeah. What he said.
What the heck, man? We got lots of vacation time. You know what?
We totally could have gone.
We'll meet you up there.
Thanks for inviting us.
We'll meet you up there.
The text must not have gone through. I'm so Finn sorry, Lake. Guys. I texted both.
It'll be easy to find him.
Yeah, we'll go find you.
We'll find you. Don't worry about
it. Sure.
We'll find you.
Yeah.
That's one thing
I must say about New Mexico is like when I hear lake, I'm from Florida. So I think like massive chains of lakes.
Yeah,
and here it's like Finn Lake. We would consider this like maybe a pond.
Yeah.
Like a slightly bigger pond.
I hear you.
Yep. Oh man.
You can barely see across a lake in Florida, and here it's just kind of like, hey man, and then like somebody across the lake is like, hey buddy, you can stop yelling now. I hear you.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you know, I've been here for almost 20 years, Steven, and I have never been to a body of water in New Mexico.
Wait, shut up. Are you serious?
I swear.
Really?
I'm such a snob because I grew up in Montana with the world famous fishing, and I just can't do it, and I've never had any desire to go to any lake in New Mexico.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, it's not going to be like Montana, but it's waterfalls. And so, like we're going to go to see a waterfall today and just sit under it.
I don't know.
You can close your eyes and imagine you're in a bigger body of water.
I've never been to Fenton Lake.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to Cochiti. I've been to Elephant Butte. I've been to Story. I've never been to Fenton. Well, we'll see you there about two.
Yeah.
About two-ish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on over. That's great.
Be great.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
I was going to, and then I remembered that I don't want to.
Why?
So because it's Thursday and I got to play video games and sleep. I was with Gavin Rosdale last night. I don't know if you guys saw that. So it was really cool. we, We partied hard, man, until 10:30, and then went to bed because yeah, man, we're old. Yeah. So, but it was cool, just reminiscing about the good old days, you know, the 90s. It was great.
Yep.
I had a question for you, just so I don't forget.
No.
Because
no.
ever since you played your Amberlin show, I've been thinking about this.
It wasn't an Amberlin show,
Stephen Christian played Amberlin songs. My bad. I'm sorry.
Shout out to literally everyone, two-thirds of America, who already forgot how to properly spell it, Amberlin. that was cool. How did you see all those? Were you tagged in all those fun ones? Those are good.
I did. Man. I saw them. My favorite one was, okay, so we did it Facebook Live. And,
I loved that.
And, you know, tons and tons of positive comments like, man, I can't believe this. This is, like, awesome. Like, I'm crying right now.
That was one of them.
I never got to see you live. But my favorite comment was, like, this isn't the same without Christian, Dion, or Joey.
Wait, or Joey. Joey was right there.
And you were there, too.
Joey was there. I loved it. I was like, I really wanted to be that guy that, like, screenshotted it and put it up online. Like, this is why. This is why.
This is why.
I love it. Yeah. But they just had to be purists. Like, I only like the blueprint.
Yeah. I hear you. So
anything past blueprint is just a sellout. So
One of the best things that I love about watching you perform, and I haven't been able to see this in a while because let's face it, I mean, you do worship here at church.
His off rhythm jumping.
What?
Huh? What?
Okay. it's a different experience when you are in the band. You know what I'm saying? Because you are okay. Oh, all right. Hello. Steven, are you there? Hello. Steven, you seem to have gotten cut off.
Maybe he was off put by my
hello
off rhythm jumping. Okay. Come on, you guys.
Well, I had a great question.
What was it?
Well, I wanted to wait.
Do you want me to call him back? We're friends. Here, I don't even need to look.
You seem to have gotten cut off somehow.
Just go ahead and call him back.
I mean, he hasn't
He's had the same phone number since the
I mean, I'm looking at him right now on GPS. He hasn't even left his house yet.
No, he's definitely not at his house.
No, I see him on GPS.
We're constantly on Facebook Live. He's in the mountains. So no,
that's not what it says on my tracker.
That's weird. Yeah. That's weird. It must be a thing. Where...
Guys, I'm in the mountains. I'm heading to Fenton Lake.
I didn't get to finish my question. We seem to have gotten cut off.
Yeah, this is what happens when you say you were the third on our show. You got to be on our show.
That's right.
There's a quota, so you got to meet that quota.
Anyways, let me start over.
Does my quota include like a paycheck bump?
Oh, no. This is ministry. Come on, man. Welcome to it. Fudge. You should know this.
Wow.
You should know this.
I'm pretty sure the service is going to get real bad real quick. So you better pay.
So anyways, let me start over, okay?
I am literally in the mountains.
Okay, well, I know. Okay. So you, when I was watching you at Isotopes Park, you were like the Rolling Stones. You were like Mick Jagger up there, man. You were going crazy. You were running around. You were jumping. So how many times have you tripped over your career? Give me just a couple times
that you've tripped.
It was really embarrassing. Go ahead.
I think we lost him.
Steven! We seem to have gotten cut off again.
You it takes so long!
Oh, man. I just wanted to know. He had... I was just waiting for him to trip up on stage, man.
Dude, you
like
take so long to ask
He's
questions
like a
that we literally lost him into the mountains.
I know. Our best friend, Stephen Christian, right there, guys. He's our third. Used to be in a classic rock band called Amberlin.
Okay, it's A-N, Amberlin. Oh, man.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to our my Facebook page, I shared it, or you can go to... Christian Music on Facebook. He did the Facebook Live like he was talking about of their performance, and it was really good.
Did you know that Fenton Lake has a fish hatchery a few miles up the road that kids 12 and under fish for free?
No kidding.
That's cool.
All right.
Somebody else said, oh, good, now everyone is going to head to Fenton Lake to hang out with Steven. Yeah.
I'm leaving like at 10, guys, so if you guys want to tag along.
It's not that cool, man. It's not that cool.
Yeah, well, I've never been to a body of water.
You know, like, they always say never meet your idols because they'll disappoint you. Just stay home.
No, man.
First of all, who wants to go fishing in 98-degree weather? Hot. Second of all, me.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to tackle this letter.
Okay.
It is time.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
585-LIVE. That is our live line number. You can text in 585-5483. We're on Facebook Live as well. Here is the letter. Dex and Steve-O. I recently got married to this wonderful man. Things are great. Except for this one thing. It's really freaking me out, and I was wondering if you could ask the Starmy if this is normal. My husband sleeps with his eyes open. He doesn't do it every night, but when he does, it scares me. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, look over at him, and he's sound
talking.
Asleep with his eyes open.
He is possessed.
Will you please throw it out there to your listeners to see if this is normal? So, who sleeps with their eyes open is the question.
How is that even a thing? Is that even possible?
I don't know. I don't know.
Lucifer incarnate, I don't even know if you have to file for divorce because you accidentally married Satan.
Yeah.
So, do you have to file for divorce if it's actually, like, Beelzebub?
Yeah, look, picture this. You marry the man of your... Okay. You marry the girl of your dreams.
Thank you.
And you move in together. You go to bed. It's like your first time, like, just going to bed together. And you look over, and there's your husband, just eyes wide open. But he's asleep. How would you feel about that? Yeah. Are you asleep right now? Steve had his eyes wide open and he started snoring. Can you imagine?
No!
You're like, oh, honey, you're awake. And, okay.
<Mm-mm. laughs> Nope. You have married the Undertaker. Somebody said.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Remember, the Starmy wants to know if she maybe married an ex-con?
Yeah, you always have to sleep with one eye open, man.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah, is this normal, guys? Anybody out there in the Starmy know of anybody, or maybe you, sleep with your eyes open?
But what do you do? I mean, obviously, I'm being comical. But in real life, you know, for most people, marriage is when you begin to cohabitate.
Sure.
If you're doing that, quote, correctly. And so there's going to be some quirky, interesting things that you never knew because it's not like they can tell you about them. They don't necessarily know that they sleep with their eyes open. So it's not going to be like, hey, honey, just so you know, when we get married, it's a little weird. Sleep with my eyes
open.
That's
a good call. Yeah.
So you're going to learn these quirky things, but you're married. You're in it to win it. I mean, it's a done deal. You said I do. You are stuck. Unless, of course, it's Beelzebub.
Okay. So I Googled, can people sleep with their eyes open? This is what I found. While the phenomenon isn't entirely understood, the most common cause is a sleep disorder called nocturnal lagophthalmos. Lagophthalmos, which basically means an inability to fully close your eyelids at night. Lagophthalmos.
Nocturnal lagophthalmos.
There it is.
Yeah, he's the elf from... Yeah.
Here's a question. How do you stop sleeping with your eyes open?
Oh, man. I don't know. The live line's going crazy, by the way.
What are they saying?
Remember the Starmy? I believe it's Teach. Said, my son Gideon sometimes sleeps with his eyes open. Pretty funny. Somebody else said, does he sleep with one eye open, holding his pillow tight?
Excellent!
Yeah!
And tonight!
Loves me some Metallica, man. You throw out a Metallica lyric, that's it for me. Somebody says, I sleep with my eyes open, but I'm a ninja.
Oh!
So, okay. Somebody said, well, in that case, somebody's getting a sleeping mask for their birthday. Yikes. Dude, preach. That's like number one. That's what you do. Somebody else said I do it sometimes, and so did my mom. She would sleep with one eye open, watching the door, and would follow you as you walked around the room.
Oh,
nope.
My gosh.
Nope. That's literally the creepiest
thing
ever.
Here's another thing I found on Google. How to sleep with your eyes open.
Nope. Stop. Nope.
You're going to want to slowly relax each part of your body.
I got a text from a good friend who actually does this.
Oh, really?
And I remember this now because of New York. His name is Thigpen. Brando, yeah, we were watching, I think, Westworld one night. It was like late at night. We're like watching TV still. And I'm chilling. And Teo, you can always tell when he's asleep. Well, he kind of does the like really? Eye kind of open. Yeah, Teo sleeps kind of really? Eyes open. Sometimes when he's really exhausted.
I knew that boy was possessed by the devil.
And he snores. And so he'd be snoring. And I looked over and I'm like, dude, Brando, Brandon, Thigpen. Okay, he's sleeping with his eyes open.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'd just be creepy, like, on the floor, my little, air mattress.
Do you blink when you sleep with your eyes open?
No. So I'm wondering how that happens.
Does your eyeballs
obviously,
dry out?
Yes. So I'm seriously on the floor in between two dudes who, that sounds weird, sleep with their eyes open. And it was trying to watch Westworld. I'm like, I don't want to get up and turn the TV off because these two zombies are going to eat me.
Yeah. 585 Live, you want to text in?
So many people chiming in. Somebody wants to know if he has long white hair and robes and a staff. If so, do not take the magical ball of Sauron from his grasp.
Okay.
That's true. Gandalf slept with his eyes open, remember?
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
He's a wizard. My husband does this. I thought it was a military thing.
Maybe it is.
Somebody else said you got to have him wear a sleep mask. My dad's cousin sleeps with her eyes open sometimes.
Huh.
Dude. I don't know. See, other people say my 2-year-old sleeps with her eyes open. It's a trip. I wonder if it's just when you are that exhausted.
No.
No?
I think people would have pointed it out. If you're that exhausted. No, I think this is an actual condition.
Well, somebody said this might be normal if you have been sporadically trying to kill him. Sounds like a hostile environment. Okay. Maybe have a conversation about trust or buy him a little sleep eye cover thingy. That's probably safer. Sleeping with your eyes open is a condition called lagathymathymala loss, where your eyes don't close all the way. My son and I sleep with our eyes open. It's not that big of a deal, but it can cause some dryness in your eyes.
Okay. Yeah, it says this could potentially lead to major problems with your eye health.
I want to know how dry those eyes get when they wake up. Like, I just want to know.
Yeah. The phenomenon isn't entirely understood. The most common cause is a sleep disorder. That's so crazy. Yeah, that's weird. If I had this condition, and if somebody pointed out that I slept with my eyes open, I would probably like tape my eyes shut before I went to bed.
Ugh.
I would. I'd just tape them shut.
Get an eye mask, bro, like a face mask. Somebody just sent one in, like a sleep aid eye mask.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a zombie with their eyes open.
Yeah, but wouldn't their eyes still be open?
Hilarious. Maybe, but it's like...
Underneath the mask, they'd still be open. It's just you couldn't see their eyes open.
Whole new meaning of touching cloth, because your eyeballs are wide open.
See, that's not going to fix the problem.
Yeah, it will, because you're not going to be creeped out sleeping next to Lucifer, man.
It's true. That would be creepy.
Forget that. I don't care about the person who has a problem sleeping with their eyes open. I care about me. You're like laying there just trying to sleep, and you look over and it's like, ha! Ah! I couldn't do it.
That'd be That'd be a fun prank to play on your partner. That would be fun. You just, the first night, it's your first night together, and you just like eyes wide awake. She tries talking to you, and you just start snoring.
Nope.
Somebody please do that prank.
Somebody said, I have a friend that sleeps with his eyes open. He closes them, of course, to fall asleep. As soon as he's asleep, bloop, eyelids just drift open a little. It's frightening, and he's totally aware of it. Blah. Somebody said, I sleep with my eyes open. Trust no one. Okay.
Yeah, if you have this problem, when you wake up, are your eyeballs like balls of sand?
Maybe. I don't know. Somebody else said, I recently went on a work trip with a friend who snores like a bear.
Oof.
I would take somebody sleeping with their eyes open over snoring any day.
That's
Dude,
true.
Preach it. Preach it. Preach it.
Sleep apnea.
Oh. Because what do you do? Because you roll them over and you push them, but they keep doing it. It's the worst.
Separate bedrooms.
I don't want to do that, though.
Headphones.
If I had that problem. I don't, obviously.
Headphones. White noise.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. Oh, gosh. It can be devastating sometimes. Our friend Davey, Dave the drummer Dave,
mm-hmm.
that dude snores like a bear as well. Oh. I went with him on the road one time, drummer for the Echoing Green. Went out with him on the road one time, and dude, middle of the night, I'm going, Dave!
Pillow to the face. That's when you go plug their nose. You go plug their nose and cover their mouth.
Yeah, but there were so many people in the room, and everybody was awake because he was snoring. So it was like, I'm just going to make this as comical as possible. And he slept right through it. I seriously just started shouting, Dave.
Oh, that's the worst.
Dave!
Pillow to the face, man.
Dave.
All right, thank you for the letter. 585 Live. A lot of people chiming in. A lot of people have this disorder, man. It's crazy. This newlywed couple, the wife, she's having a tough time with her husband because, well, she's freaked out because her husband sleeps with his eyes open.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Facebook Live.
Get a priest, man.
Get a priest.
The power of Christ compels you.
585 Live, you want to text in, or you can call us, 338-3700. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The president's headed for the G20 summit, but he's first stopping in Poland to meet with leaders there.
Trump will be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, British Prime Minister Theresa May, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Human rights groups are calling on the European Union to take action against Poland for what they claim is a violation of both international and EU humanitarian law.
A New York City police officer shot Miosotis Familia had been on the force 12 years. The police commissioner said she was assassinated.
All Volvos will be either fully electric or hybrid.
Orders to U.S. factories fell for the second straight month in May. The Commerce Department said factory orders declined 0.8%. That is the biggest drop since last November.
The National Interagency Fire Center says there are at least 30 large fires burning in the United States. Most of these are in Arizona and California.
The latest monthly report on wage growth from job site Glassdoor finding a 1.7% increase in June compared to last year.
Companies like Amazon and Walmart are leading the way here, and we're seeing big wage gains for warehouse associates and delivery drivers.
Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful Thursday. Dex and Steve-O, 837.
High today of 98 degrees. I mean, I'm playing as Iron Patriot right now, trying to finish off Cyclops real quick. I don't know why you're asking me to do... The traffic lights are not working correctly at Eubank Boulevard and Constitution. Please treat it as a four-way stop until that is fixed. Again, Eubank Boulevard and Constitution. No accidents to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up, we'll do some headlines. I'd like to share a quick story. You ever been to a gender reveal party? They're like all the rave right now.
I know what they are, and I'm choosing to shut my mouth because...
Oh, okay.
I have friends who have done them.
Okay. All right.
I've never been to one. I don't want to do this.
No? Okay, well, you're going to
have you?
To.
Have you ever been to a gender reveal party?
I've never been to a gender reveal party, but I see them all the time on Facebook. Would you call that a party, though? That's not really the same thing like throwing a party if you're doing like a cool video. Like our boy Jordy.
Yeah, that was dope.
Did you see that video?
Yeah, that was dope.
That was awesome.
That wasn't a gender reveal. That was like, hey, man, right. We're preggers.
Exactly.
I was like, hey, congratulations. Yeah. That is something to be excited about.
Right.
Finding out the sex of your baby is also something to be excited about.
Right. And you see the videos on Facebook where like the whole family will line up, and then they'll open up a box and the pink balloons or the blue. And it, yeah, if you're into that sort of thing,
sitting down cool. to calm down so I don't offend my friends.
Yeah.
Who like to do stupid things. What?
Huh? Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with it, but it's like you're throwing a barbecue with 80 people so that we can all stare at a cardboard box and you can pop out like blue balloons.
Or cut into a cake that's either blue filling or pink filling.
Because all of the 80 people at your barbecue have nothing greater to worry about in their life than the sex of your child.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay. Well, all right. Let's talk about this young lady named Jocelyn.
I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to do this. I'm going to offend so many people who think it's cool to do what you were talking about.
Jocelyn of Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, is 5 months pregnant. And she and her husband, Zach, held their gender reveal party in the yard this weekend. They found out they were having a boy. And as they celebrated with their family... and friends.
Oh, what? Shut up.
Oh, what? Oh, they heard a crack and a tree fell right onto Zach.
That was the worst thing ever. I'm not laughing, I'm crying. I'm so sad.
It's a girl!
Honey? Honey?
Good thing we're having a boy to replace Zach.
Oh my gosh. Well, everybody's wondering what happened. Zach okay? A tree fell right onto Zach. Well, fortunately for him, it mostly landed on a Jeep that was parked in the driveway.
Oh, thank God.
They say it probably would have killed him.
Oh my gosh.
He ended up with a broken leg. And his family had to use a chainsaw to get the tree off of him.
See, guys, God was smiting the gender reveal. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. You do you. If that's your thing. You get down with those gender reveal parties.
You get down.
Just saying. It's just not necessarily my cup of tea. Which is probably why I've never been invited to a gender reveal party.
Right. Yeah.
Great a pregnancy when out of nowhere a tree fell on top of the dad-to-be. Ross Gadotti spoke with him and has the story. New at 5.
We got to hear from Zach.
It was a beautiful day in Mount Pleasant. A young couple beautiful. Had just told family members some new details about a new life that was coming into the world. And then it happened. Someone heard a crack and a life was nearly gone.
Broken off at the trunk, part of a huge tree sits on Zach and Jocelyn Miller Liley's front yard. Zach's legs in a cast, one a direct result of the other.
It's not the way I wanted the day to go.
Zach and Jocelyn, okay. She's 5 months pregnant, had the family over for a party to break some big and wonderful news.
Sure. It's our gender reveal. We were finding off we were having a baby boy or a baby girl.
A baby boy was on the way. Food and fun ensued. A handful of folks, adults and children as young as 9, were underneath the shade of a front yard silver maple. Then someone heard a sharp crack.
I heard my father-in-law yell, "It's gonna fall," and you didn't
Timber!
Have time to react.
No, do gender, gender,
and on his leg.
And he just stood there like a dumb.
I've never had a broken bone in my life.
That streak broken, along with some other things.
I broke my ankle and my fibula.
Somehow, no one else was hurt or trapped. But
he seems so depressed.
Well, yeah, dude. It's because his wife made him do a gender reveal party. Those are stupid.
Hey, man. If you're into that sort of thing, that's cool with me.
I'm so glad you're being kind on this because I'm going to get a little harsher here in a second if people just don't. People are chiming in left and right, but.
Go ahead. What are they saying?
Somebody said, don't be a hater, Steve-O. If they want to throw a party and feed me, I'm in.
Yeah,
not a problem
exactly.
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said, wow, didn't know Steve-O could be so insensitive. I bet if he hosted a barbecue where Marvel was going to reveal their new movie lineup, he would show up with a perfectly cooked brisket. Yes, I would.
Good call.
I ain't got nothing better to do than that because it ain't getting no greater than Marvel gender lineup party. What? Dude, I can't.
What? But
I can't.
Why does it bother you so much?
Because it's dumb. What? Like, just throw a party.
Party.
You don't have to pretend like.
But it's kind of exciting to cut into the cake, and oh my gosh, is it going to be pink or blue?
No one cares but you.
Okay. That's not true. Grandma and grandpa care.
I so wish. I'm doing this on purpose because we have a very dear friend who recently did the balloon thing.
You want to call them so bad?
I do, but they're in the mountains.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so...
Did they have a party?
No, they didn't have a party. They just did the reveal thing on Facebook. And I was like, thank you so much for not inviting me to a party that I wouldn't have gone to. Gosh, thank you.
Are you okay with the video then?
Food. They always have great food.
You okay with the video?
Sure.
No, Why not? You're not okay with it. You're not okay with it.
It's great for the parents. It's so great for the parents. For the parents. Maybe the grandparents, right?
And nobody else really
siblings.
Cares.
No, you see these like crazy Facebook videos and there's like 80 people at a barbecue and they're like the cousins who are like, I'm just here for the food.
Yeah, nobody
because
really
nobody
cares.
Really cares.
You're right. And then it's if like, you're not really close family, I get
having
it.
A girl. It's like,
yeah, cool,
cool,
man.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I get some more of that cake?
That's so true. I never really thought about it that way. Like you, but they have to know that nobody really cares, right? The people putting on to the gender parties, usually the wife. Let's face it. It's the wife. 99.9% of the time.
No. In their mind, people care about the gender of their child.
Okay.
People are blowing up the live line. So
are they mad at
feel
you?
Feel free. Let's find out.
Okay.
Amen, Steve-O. I have the exact same opinion about gender reveal parties as you do. They are lame. Somebody said, I don't like gender reveal parties because it's just assuming the baby's gender and that's not okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Somebody else said gender reveal party is stupid. Sincerely, a woman with better things to do with her time. God bless you, woman with better things to do. Let's see. Somebody else said 23 years ago today, we learned that life is like a box of chocolates, and that's more important than a gender reveal party.
It's true.
Yeah.
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 All right.
I'm down with that. Somebody said, I've been to a few gender reveal parties. The last one I went to was for a friend of ours who had three boys already, and they were hoping for a girl. Turned out they were having a girl, and it was a pretty fun party. Really exciting to see the family so happy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's that one guy, let's just say. Maybe it's the dad that wants the girl because he has three boys. He's like, just give me a girl, Lord.
This is exactly why gender reveal parties can be bad. Like, honestly, because I was that dad. Like, we had Jack, and then I'm thinking, I want a girl. Second, I was praying.
Sure,
I want a girl. And Chrissy and I went to the ultrasound, and I remember immediately, I was like, nope, definitely a boy. Can't fake that. Sweet, that's a boy. And I was like, yay, cool man, a boy.
Oh.
Walked out to the parking lot, no joke, and just started crying because I was so bummed because I wanted a girl.
That breaks my heart.
Right? Until I immediately called my brother, which is kind of funny thinking about it because I'm like in the parking lot really upset and the first person I want to call is my brother to tell him, hey, dude, we're having a boy again. And so I call him and he immediately was like, yes. And I'm like, yeah, but I wanted like a boy and a girl. Cause my brother, his first child was a girl and I love my niece. She's actually the only girl in the entire family. There's 9 little Jeter kids running around. She's the only girl. And so he immediately was like, dude, come on. I mean, we were only like a year apart and you're my best friend. And then I started crying differently because it was true. And I couldn't be, and Jack and Luke are like best buds in the whole world. So then it came time for Brody and I just knew that I knew it was going to be a girl and I wanted a girl so badly. And we were at the ultrasound and very similarly, dude, I was really sad.
Oh.
I wanted a girl. Like I've always wanted a daddy's little girl. Need a girl. Go for it.
I love you, Brody. I love you.
I need you.
Okay.
Oh, I love you, Brody. Of course, now I have Brody and he's the coolest Jeter on the entire planet.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that why he has long hair like a girl?
No, dude. He has long hair because he's the coolest kid on the planet.
That is true.
So, so they can go right. Because in that moment, I don't necessarily know that I'd want like 80 friends and acquaintances with me when I find out. That's a very intimate thing. You're finding out the gender of your child.
Yep.
And they're like revealing it. All right, everybody, you ready? Yeah, I'm obnoxious.
Well, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. Somebody said, what has happened to men? Gender reveal parties? Really?
What's happened to men?
Is it women plan them and you're like, fine, it'll give me an excuse to grill, bring the dudes over, we'll knock a couple.
Are you telling me that we have any control over these things? No, we don't.
No.
If your wife wants a gender reveal party, then she can have a gender reveal party. Most guys, they don't care, you know?
You don't think there's like dudes out there somewhere that are like, no.
Like they just put their foot down? Yes. We're not doing
that.
No,
that is stupid.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But
you
want to
drop $200 on a barbecue so that we could tell our friends who don't really care? They're just happy
for us.
You're
a real big jerkhead if you don't allow your partner.
You be a jerkhead. That is the dumbest part.
No, man, if your wife wants that, then give it
to her. So many people asking if that's why Brody has long hair. Whatever, bro! Brody's got the coolest hair. And you know what?
Beautiful hair.
My heart, I'm going to be real for about 0.4 seconds, guys. I never do this. I'm usually a made-up character. My favorite 4th of July moment on 4th of July was when I answered the door and it was you and Brody lost his mind.
Oh.
He doesn't do that with everybody. He really doesn't. Dude, that kid, when we opened the door, he was like, Dax! And he's like stopped what he was doing in that moment, which is a huge deal for a 4-year-old who was like enraptured by his brand new Pokemon toy. Like dropped it and ran over and gave you a giant hug.
Oh.
I loved that.
I love you, Brody.
I love you.
Okay. That means you're good people because kids sniff out Satan. They do. They've got the Satan sniffer.
Oh,
and so
man.
If your kid doesn't like somebody, chances are that dude's possessed.
Yeah, it's true. It's probably true.
Or they're just weird with strangers. Yeah. That could be it too. But my kid loves you.
I love him.
He's a good dude.
We were talking about this this family, this husband and wife who decided we're going to have a gender reveal party. And they're about ready to announce to all of the family and friends what the gender of their child is. And all of a sudden they heard a crack and it just... And Zach, the husband, went down under the tree.
Broke his like femur.
Fibia.
Had
to take a chainsaw to get him out of the tree.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And that's what he gets for not putting his foot down on the gender reveal party.
You're probably right.
Our boy Andrew, who was in here last week from Quality, he just chimed in and said, we did a gender party for the first one. Just had the parents there, though. Second baby, totally skipped it.
There you go.
I love this. My gender reveal party was in the delivery room. That makes me nervous oppositely. I have friends who did that who were like, no, we don't want to know.
You waited?
We want to be surprised. Right. Because I wanted to get the room ready, but they just painted the room like neutral colors and it was, yeah. And they waited. And so there's something kind of magical about that because there are a few things left like to surprise you. And that's what they were saying. Like they just want to be surprised. They don't want to know. Teo, they didn't know going in.
Teo?
No. Johnny Danger, they didn't know.
Oh.
They waited because they wanted it to be a surprise. But then you get in your mind because they both had it in their mind like, no, it's going to be a girl. We just know it's going to be a girl and here's the girl name. And then it was like, it's a boy!
Yeah.
And that's a cool surprise, you know, but I don't know.
I don't think I'd have enough self-control.
To wait until the very end?
I would have to know.
Somebody said, I feel like gender reveal parties are only for the first, maybe the second kid. Could you imagine doing a gender reveal party for every kid? Why not? If you're going to go for it, might as well be done with all of them.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know what color balloon you use for a gender-neutral non-binary baby. Okay. Welcome to 2017.
Man.
Is it just clear? It's like white?
Yeah, what happens? Pure. What do you do if you're at a party and all of a sudden like clear balloons fly out and you're like, what?
We're going to let them pick when they're 12.
That's what that means.
Okay, I'm out. Don't ever call me again.
We just don't want to put any sort of gender on them yet. They'll decide when they're ready.
Cool, man. What's the plumbing look like?
Yeah.
Sweet. Thanks. That's all I needed to know. Somebody said, I think it depends on who it's for. I loved my friend's gender reveal party. I probably wouldn't do it myself or be really interested in them in general if this person wasn't my best friend, but was a good excuse to hang out with my friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody said, oh, so Steve-O, the truth comes out. You're just a hater on the gender reveal because you were disappointed with the boy. Somebody else said, my wife shot me with a paintball gun for our gender reveal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you're already in. You're like, ah, I'm in pain. It's a boy. I'm so. I'm crying tears of joy, not just because I just got shot. I don't know. Gosh,
that's pretty good.
You know.
585 live. You want to text in? We're also on Facebook Live at *88. Go to our Facebook page. Like us. You can watch and listen to the show. I love it.
Dude, somebody said I have five daughters. I love my daughters. The last two, when we found out the gender,
daughters
kind of hurt. Yeah, man, because sometimes, you know, I wouldn't mind mixing that up. Boy, girl.
Are you sure, like, you want a daughter after what No,
absolutely not. No, 150,000%. Like, in that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, a gender reveal party, those moments are very special and can sometimes be painful, and you're processing things, a lot of big things, like, hey, I'm going to have a boy or a girl. And so I don't necessarily know that I'd want to be surrounded by a ton of people.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, I was really bummed. But then I got, dude, I am stoked to have boys. Are you kidding me? And we are an all-boy household.
I'm stoked to have two boys and a girl. But man alive, this morning, I wasn't that stoked. I got to tell you guys, you probably, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I've been waiting for that moment to take away my daughter's Instagram or smartphone. Just been waiting. I check her phone. She's been great, guys. She's been great. Well, guess what? This morning, oh, she did something.
No, don't blast her on the radio.
And this could be the day.
The day! Take the phone away!
I'm seriously just going to give it to Landon. I'm just going to take her phone and be like, all right, thank you. Landon, here
guys,
you go, buddy.
Like,
here's
he grew
your new
an
phone.
Evil thin mustache. It was amazing. I'm like, how did you do that so fast?
I'm telling you guys.
Gosh.
Because with my oldest son, he had a smartphone for probably 2 or 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't follow the rule,
mm-mm.
and I took it away.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what?
What?
Today is the day. It's the dawn of a new day. It's the dawn of a new generation. It's the dawn. Help me out here.
A new era.
Okay, thank you. I even set it up because I know how my family works. So I texted Leslie this morning. I'm like, listen, before you say a word to our daughter, we need to sit down together and we need to talk about this. Because I know it would happen.
Yeah.
That phone's going bye-bye.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'll probably sell the phone.
Dude, shout out to this family real quick. They had a gender reveal party, and they said they turned it into a game. They had everyone bet whether it was a boy or a girl. And then after the reveal, they drew a name see who won the prize with the money.
The pot of gold?
The prize they gave out was a 55-inch flat-screen TV. Send me to that gender reveal party.
Wow, that's
I'll go to that one. I'll go to that one.
Good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
585 Live, you want to text into the show. We'll be right back. Need to breathe. Hard love. Star 88, good morning.
Yo, dog.
Yo. 904.
High today of 98 degrees. Looks like they got the traffic lights working correctly.
What?
I can't talk this morning. We went on vacation for a couple days, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I don't say a lot of words when I'm not working.
Okay.
Maybe. My tongue was like swollen yesterday from all of the words I said on the morning show. I'm not even being funny.
Yeah.
It was weird. So I've got like swole tongue.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? When you can like feel it. Literally nothing's happening. That's your look at traffic.
Okay. Thank you.
Traffic!
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you could go over to Facebook Live, hit that share button if you're on there right now. Thank you, Jonah. Jonah. Thank you very much.
Jonah just had the best story ever on Facebook Live, and now I got to go spank my child. Wait.
Yes. You got to share that.
So we're talking cool 4th of July moments, and Jonah said, my favorite 4th of July moment was when Brody was eating a slice of pizza on the third floor of Isotopes Park and threw his empty plate off the balcony as Chrissy said, why would you do that?
Brody, is this true?
Gosh, Brody. It's a good thing he's the cutest child I've ever seen in my entire existence. I love him so much.
Fidget sticks.
I love him so much.
Fidget sticks.
He's really the coolest. He's the coolest.
Cool. I don't know. Jack and Luke are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they're pretty great dudes. Did Jack really want to go play basketball?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
Hey, Dex, so you think there's any room on your basketball team? Maybe I could just get on?
I mean, he's better than you.
He is.
He's pretty good.
He's really good.
That's what he does every day. Every day! Remember the Starmie asks the question, Steve-O, I have enough shards to open a 5-star crystal. Should I wait a few months when all the other decent heroes get added? Or should I grind a few more and wait till a decent featured hero comes out? I'd have to see your roster to be sure, but I gotta tell you, I'm currently at 11.5 million on the Punisher 2099 arena, and I'm pretty happy with that. Okay. I would also say that right now they just added some really terrible 5-star guys, and who are you going to get? Lady Thor?
Sure.
Featured, I'm 0-7 on featured crystals, and it makes me mad, so I wouldn't waste 15K on a featured.
And now, it's time for...
We'll talk after the show. We'll talk after the show. Okay, cool. There were such low expectations for Star Wars that it was only on 42 screens nationwide for its opening
weekend.
Did
you know that?
42.
42? Low expectations?
That's pretty incredible.
And it's the movie that changed
America.
The world.
It changed the way we did Space Wars.
The universe.
A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail. Boom! Knighted. That's just the new slogan, man. It was an accidental slogan.
Knighted.
Didn't ever want that to be a thing, but it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Number 3, Ronald McDonald is actually called Donald McDonald in Japan. It's because there's no clear R sound in Japanese.
Oh, Donald McDonald. Welcome to our establishment. Welcome you with open arms.
Whoa! What'd you hit me?
You don't mess with Donald McDonald, bro.
Man. That's not cool, bro.
Ow!
And his cousin, Ronald McDonald. They call him Lonnie for short. Okay. Number 4, the t-shirt was invented in 1904. And it was marketed towards bachelors who didn't know how to sew and replace buttons. What? Sporting a white tee today!
I'm telling you, man. For the good?
Yeah.
You guys got to make a t-shirt that says...
Boom! Knighted. Okay.
That's your slogan, man. We're always looking for a slogan for a Steve-O.
My friend Claire yesterday sent me a really dope photo of your good friend Nicolas Cage as a knight in some terrible movie I never saw. Wait, I got to get to the 5th one.
This has been today's edition of...
You ran out of time.
It was like the meme for Boom Knighted. I did run out of time. But I have another one and it's really good.
All right, go ahead.
Every mammal has about 1 billion heartbeats in their lifetime, regardless of their lifespan. So a mammal that lives a shorter time, like a dog, has a heart that beats faster than a mammal that lives a longer time, like a whale.
Wow.
6th random fact, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since
the
this
world's
morning.
Been turning.
Apparently there's a fire on the Sandias, dog.
Probably caused by a firework.
Oh my gosh, they have duped Mordo?
Okay, focus.
Huh, what? Okay, I'm just gonna have to. Yeah, there's smoke on top of the Sandy Mountains, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a fire.
Somebody said, are they sure that I don't have gingivitis because I have a swollen tongue? No, dog. I floss every day. And I brush my teeth 3 times a day.
Do you get those like little, they're like little flosser things?
Oh, the little toothpick looking things with like the...
Yeah.
We have those.
Those are the best.
Yeah. I'm old school. I like to get in there.
Dude, I'll do it so much that I just feel so good. I get addicted to it.
You do, actually. That's a real thing. That's why your teeth are so white. They look so great. Seriously, nine people have chimed in with the smoke on top of the Sandias. There's a fire. There's a fire on the Sandia Mountains. There's smoke. Fire? I guess so. I don't know. Don't know anything about it, y'all. We're busy doing a really good morning show. Am I right? Am I right? We're going to die. Moving on. Thrillist.com ranked all 50 states according to how miserable and hot the summers are. Somehow, our state was not in the top five.
No kidding.
The five states with the worst summers are Mississippi, first in everything, once again, Louisiana, Arizona, Alabama, and Arkansas. The states with the mildest summer weather, where we are moving soon, Washington, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Oregon, and Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, we're kind of somewhere in the middle-ish.
All right.
That's cool. I hate summer right now. It's so hot.
Ugh.
It's awful. Moving on. This makes me kind of sad because I'm not necessarily a Cowboys fan. Go Bucks. But I love Dak Prescott.
Love him.
He's a good dude.
He's a great guy.
Or is he?
Talk to me.
Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott is being accused of using a machine to sign his autograph for a memorabilia company.
Let's find out if this is true or not, because joining us on the show is Mr. Prescott. And you, sir, are being accused of using a machine to sign your autograph for memorabilia. Is this true?
Hey, what's up? Oh. It's great to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to have you on the show. I bet you and the team are getting ready for training camp. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm hoping the Dallas Cowboys will have another great season.
Well, some say this will be even better than last year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to make the playoffs. And, well, I don't want to jinx anything, but, you know, make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Does Jerry Jones drive you crazy all year?
Jerry Jones is a great owner. He's a great man.
And last question, how about this machine?
Hey, what's up? It's great to be on your show. It's great to be on your show. It's great to be on your show.
Oh, no. Somebody hit him? He's skipping. Dak, he's skipping.
Dak,
okay. We lost
him. What happened?
I guess.
That was Dak.
I guess we'll never know.
On the show.
Okay, well, yeah. No joke, he's being accused of using a machine to sign his autographs for a memorabilia company instead of signing by hand. Beckett Grading Services, which evaluates and values trading cards, has refused to verify his signature in a recent entire set of cards.
Wow.
Steve Grad, principal authenticator at Beckett, said his company looked at five autograph cards from collectors who received the Prescott autograph redemptions. They had a very machine-like feel to them. You could see the starts and stops of the autograph. The lack of natural flow associated with organic signatures led to the conclusion that they were done by AutoPen, a machine that politicians use to sign documents in bulk since the 1950s.
Huh.
I had no idea.
Wow.
I'm irritated by all of this. Grad said, I immediately knew they were AutoPen. I've never heard of a modern athlete doing this. It's possible that Dak Prescott never even saw the trading cards. This is lame.
It makes sense because we were told we would have Dak Prescott on the show. And guess what?
What?
It wasn't him. It was a robot.
I mean,
it
sounded like
it was a stinking machine, right, Dak?
Hey, what's up? It's great to be on your show. It's great to be on your show.
Oh.
It's great to be on your show.
Huh.
It's great to be on your show. It's great to be on your show. It's great to be on your show.
Huh. Okay. The company promised to send authentic autographs to customers who returned their signed football card.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's lame.
It's pretty lame. If this is true, it's
I think
pretty
it's
lame.
So lame. What's a bummer is I never cared about certificates of authenticity. Those are real things. Because anytime I was at, whether it was a baseball game or like Comic-Con or somewhere, and I got an autograph, I mean, I was standing there when I got it, so right on, it's me. But a good friend of mine up in Denver was at the Denver Comic Con, and there's an artist named J. Scott Campbell who does, like, variants. And he got me a J. Scott Campbell variant, like, signed by him this weekend. And I guess anything he signs, you have to purchase a certificate of authenticity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, that's not cool, though. Because it costs like $40.
Well.
But it's like, oh, so this is so you can prove that I really signed it. I'm like, I don't care.
Just give me your autograph.
You're literally right there.
Yeah, because you're not the type of person that's going to go sell the autograph.
No. Dude, I have a signed New Mutants 87. It's the first appearance of Cable, my favorite character ever, all time in any comic book. I had Rob Liefeld sign it, and it was like $40, and I couldn't believe it. Because wow. I'm like, dude, what? Are you, okay, well, why?
Well, his time is precious, man.
Gotta prove that it's really, I don't know, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, what's your, what would you say is your best autograph?
Best autograph I have is actually a gift from my mother because she loves me. My mom lives out in Arizona and she worked the Super Bowl and she works spring training every year out there. And this last year for my birthday, she surprised me with a Nolan Ryan autographed baseball.
The Metamucil guy?
Get out of my life forever. I hate you right now.
Doesn't he do the Metal Muscle commercial?
Well, here's what's weird, and I'm not even being funny, guys. You guys, you know, my mom calls in from time to time. She's the sweetest older lady on the planet. Sweet. She's so nice. And so she was like, she always has these stories, and I don't like them because she's single. And so she'd be like,
she's not.
Well, now she's got a boyfriend, and he's really cool. He's actually
pretty
really cool
guy.
But so she'd have these stories and be like, so I was just working spring training and Nolan Ryan was there and he came up to me and started talking to me. I'm like, Mom, why is Nolan Ryan talking to you? Why? I think that dude's married. Like, what's going on? Why are you talking to Nolan Ryan? Wait, did you get me an autographed baseball? You're the greatest mom on the planet. Oh, please start dating. But seriously, like, she was sending me photos of her with, like, Raleigh Fingers, the, like, retired Hall of Fame pitcher.
That's
she got
cool.
me an autographed Raleigh Fingers. Like, she just gets me all these, like, autographs. And I'm like, okay, but, like, you're my mom. It's kind of weird that you're hanging out with retired athletes. Because I remember what jocks were like in high school.
Yeah, and they don't change.
No.
Nope.
So could you just, I don't know, start hanging out with nerds and get me some Comic-Con autographs?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. They wouldn't even know how to hang out with you, Mom.
I know, right? Seriously. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude! Uncomfortable! But I back to the story. I really hate that Dak Prescott, what, second year now quarterback? Is using a machine, really, to sign autographs?
It's annoying, though, to sit there and sign autographs.
Who cares?
Ugh.
Dude, Chris Pratt, that
Writer's
dude is
cramp.
A star. And he was sitting there on Instagram, talking on his Instagram as he was signing Guardians of the Galaxy posters for fans. It was hilarious, but he was still there, just signing away.
Yeah.
Signing away. Come on.
Yeah, but how many? I bet you there's so many celebrities that probably don't even use a machine. I bet you they have, like, their body double. They have somebody else that has learned the autograph and probably just signs it.
Oh, dude.
I bet you anything.
I don't want to tell that story. Yeah. Somebody said sweet Nolan Ryan autograph. Awesome. When I was a kid, I got Kirk Gibson's autograph when he came down here to rehab 1989.
Wow.
That is awesome. Go Dodgers, even though I'm an Angels fan.
I have a Sarah McLachlan autograph.
Okay. Do you really?
I really do.
You really do?
I do. I seriously do. I have a Michael Keaton autograph. And I have all the members of Linkin Park.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I have like those from back in the band. Yeah. Like
those are my big
Blindside,
ones.
Those are my POD. Those are my big ones.
Those, but
yeah.
Linkin Park's, they're pretty big.
Yeah. I can't think of, like, big bands that I was like, dude, please sign my CD. Meh. Does anybody care anymore about autographs?
Yeah, bro.
I guess so, because somebody just chimed in on a live line and said, I got Colton Dixon. That's cool. Wow, Katrina has Walter Payton's autograph on a football.
Wow. I used to have Walter Payton's rookie card.
Shut up.
Threw it away.
You are a dumb. I have a bunch of Derek Jeter rookie cards just because we have the same last name. And I was like, dude, I don't even care if this guy's good. He's a so seriously from that. Yeah. Thank you for being good, Derek Jeter, and making me a 400 error.
Yeah.
they're not. Baseball cards aren't really worth what they used to be. But yeah, I don't know. Nah. Back in the day, I'm just going to tell it. Back in the day, there were a bunch of Freedom Fest posters, and there were a couple bands that were too cool for school and signed only a select few, even though they said they were going to sign a certain amount and wouldn't do it. So we're like, okay, we may have signed the rest as them.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Just started making up names. Because, like, don't be that jerk. But they were that jerk. And so we're like, all right, cool, man. We'll finish them out for you. Our signature's cooler anyways. We don't think we're cooler than we are.
It's messed up, man.
I'm just saying. Dude, somebody said Will Smith signed my Big Willie style CD. That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I just don't know if I would ever, if you saw a big celebrity in public, would you like try and get them to autograph something?
See, not
usually. Bono. Bono's at a pizza joint and you're like kicking it there. Would you be like, Bono, sign my napkin?
Well, not anymore. But I did that with Phil Jackson back when I was a kid. Okay. He was in the restaurant where I was washing dishes. He was with his kids. And I'm like, Phil, will you sign this? A pretty cool autograph.
Somebody said 1 year at Edgefest, I took a pic with Static X. Then the next time they came back, they all signed it. I still have it. Excited about it. Oh, RIP Wayne Static. I know. You know what? 2 years ago at Comic-Con, I took Chrissy. It was our anniversary. She's a crazy Firefly / Nathan Fillion fan, and we got to meet him. And he signed a Serenity poster for us.
Oh, yeah. That was
cool. So that was cool. And this year, you know what? This year, I'm going to be in New York for Comic-Con again, and Mark Hamill's going to be there. And I'm hoping to get some time with him. And I will tell you right now, yeah, there's a pretty good chance. I don't know what I want him to sign, but
you should be like, can you sign it as Luke Skywalker?
Okay.
Because nobody does that. Just see what he does. Do you think he has his own autograph for Luke Skywalker?
What would you do? Like, I don't even know what I'd want him to sign.
It's something.
Yeah.
You know what I found out I had? That just recently, I have Dimebag Darrell's autograph.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was, speaking of Edgefest, it was when they came with Damage Plan.
Okay.
Right before he died. He signed my shirt.
Yeah. See, now thinking back, I do have like memorabilia of cool moments like that where people signed things, but it wasn't like a waiting to get the Ray Stevenson. He played the Punisher in Punisher War Journal or whatever it was called. Warzone. Punisher,
I loved that movie.
I have the movie poster and to Steve-O, like, cause he was here at Astro Zombies hanging out. So we were hanging out and I don't know. Somebody said autographs have gotten a bad rap, as they're just something to be sold rather than personal memorabilia. That's very true. That's very true, unfortunately. Somebody else said, I got E-40's autograph piece of paper from the boss the other day. Took it to the bank. They gave me a ton of money. They tend to be worth a lot. Go check it out. Get it? Go check it out. Okay. Peter Mayhew, man, signed their Chewbacca issue
one. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
See, this is cool. When I was 5 years old, I got to sit on Ozzie Smith's lap for about 45 minutes, play tic-tac-toe with him while he talked to my dad and signed some stuff for us.
Wow.
Dude, the Wiz. Randy Jackson's signature on a samurai sword? Okay.
What?
Daryl walked up just as I was buying his We Are Messenger CD. I got him to sign that. That's cool. Got an autograph from Vin Diesel in Santa Fe a few months
back.
What?
How much you want for that? Okay. Give me $10 right now. Stop. $10? Cold cash.
Somebody said, I got the Holy Spirit to sign my soul. # Jesus juke.
Woo!
Good job. Got like 10 Toby Mac autographs, which he signed in front of me. Wrestling trading cards. Jake the Snake Roberts and the Honky Tonk Man. Oh, and the Bushwhackers. Oh, dude.
Wow.
Remember the Bushwhackers? Back when we were kids? Come on. I bid on an Ivan Moody autograph picture one time when Dex was still working for that other radio station.
Five-finger death punch.
I'm so glad you told me that because I was literally about to ask the best question. Who?
Yeah.
Ivan Moody?
Ivan's a good dude.
Yeah, is he the singer?
Yeah, lead singer.
Okay.
Love that band.
You know, it's like a different world when I follow Metallica on Instagram and they have these like, they're called snake parties or something weird. It's like
snake parties.
It's like their pre-show, but they're doing pre-shows now and they were just signing stuff for fans. I'm like, weird, man. I guess. I don't know. Somebody said they have Stan Lee signed Ultimate Spider-Man #1 variant.
Right?
That's pretty cool. Growing up in Miami, my best friend's dad saw Dan Marino at a restaurant. He then left, went straight to Barnes & Noble, bought his biography, came back, and asked for an autograph. Yeah. See, somebody said I would have Mark Hamill sign something with the Joker on it. That's actually why he's out there. He's out there with Bruce Timm. Yeah, anyways, doing a thing for Batman the Animated Series.
338-3700, if you'd like to call us. Good morning.
Good morning, Joseph and Stephen. It's Cheryl.
Hi, oh, Cheryl.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I am swell.
Good.
Hey, you know, one time when I was a cook, when I was like in my early 20s, I've made breakfast for Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That is awesome!
That's really cool.
I still remember to this day what he ordered. I know what it is. The eggs that are poached eggs on dry wheat toast with skim milk. And we didn't have any milk, so I made my KitchenAid run to the store across the street just to get him skim milk.
Wow. That is awesome.
That's rad.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
He was sweet. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rest in peace, man.
I know. R.I.P. Rowdy.
But it was cool because I was in Oregon at the time, and that's where he was from. He had a car dealership and stuff out there.
You should look up. He was on Wife Swap. There's an episode of Wife Swap with it's him, and I can't remember the other. I think it was another wrestler. They swapped, their wives swapped, and it's a really cool episode. And he just kind of lived a really kind of average life, you know?
He did. He sat in the back of the restaurant with his family, with his wife and his daughters.
Yeah.
And I didn't bother him. I didn't ask him for an autograph or anything. I just fed him, and I said, is there anything more I can get for you, sir? He goes, no, it was great. Thank you. I said, we've closed off the restaurants, this area, so that you won't be bothered. He goes, oh, I appreciate that. Oh, and that was it.
That's cool. Good on you, Cheryl.
He was sweet.
Well done.
Good stuff.
Well done.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Cheryl.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye. She's such a great woman.
Oh, man. So many people chiming in with autographs. Rudy says, Dustin Kinser signed my guitar. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Oh, Dallas Green signed my harmonica. I actually got to meet Colton Dixon from Martha. He signed my poster. It happened at Freedom Celebration. Trisha says, my hubby has a few Kevin Eastman autographs. That is amazing. For those that don't know, that is some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action right there. Wow.
Cool.
I mean, you know, my mom has a Freddie Fender autograph. When she met him on a plane, he signed her ticket. Somebody says, please have Mark Hamill do an intro for Shock Therapy Live in Joker voice. That's a way better idea. Get him to do like my voicemail or something. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Starmy member, I adore you. That may be way cooler. Maybe way cooler. My mom's parents had an autograph from 1956. They were at this little establishment, and there was this dude opening, and I'm not even kidding.
Frank Sinatra?
He had his first number one single. It was called Hound Dog.
And, no way!
Yeah, Elvis? So that was in the family for a very, very long time.
That's
so
really cool.
It was, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live. When we come back, where is Michael Jackson's monkey?
What?
Remember Bubbles?
Literally the last question I was expecting you to say. Like,
I know.
The last thing.
What do you think Bubbles is up to? We're going to find out. Hang on to this.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The president's headed for the G20 summit, but he's first stopping in Poland to meet with leaders there.
Trump will be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, British Prime Minister Theresa May, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Human rights groups are calling on the European Union to take action against Poland for what they claim is a violation of both international and EU humanitarian law.
A New York City police officer shot Miosotis Familia had been on the force 12 years. The police commissioner said she was assassinated.
All Volvos will be either fully electric or hybrid.
Orders to U.S. factories fell for the second straight month in May. The Commerce Department said factory orders declined 0.8%. That is the biggest drop since last November.
The National Interagency Fire Center says there are at least 30 large fires burning in the United States. Most of these are in Arizona and California.
The latest monthly report on wage growth from job site Glassdoor finding a 1.7% increase in June compared to last year.
Companies like Amazon and Walmart are leading the way here, and we're seeing big wage gains for warehouse associates and delivery drivers.
938.
High today of 98 degrees. Traffic! Oh, man. Taking a look at the roads one last time today. There's an accident. The fire department is on the scene. Eubank Boulevard at Constitution. Again, Eubank at Constitution. There's an accident reported there. No other accidents to report at this time. It's looking pretty clear this morning, guys. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Dex and Steve-O. Hi.
Yo, dog.
Welcome to the show. We have a podcast. It's on demand. You can download the podcast right there at our website, star88.fm. We're on iTunes, Google Play. Just search Morning Invasion. Or you can go to the app. If you haven't downloaded the Star 88 app yet, do it. You can stream us right there on your smartphone or get the podcast. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show. I've been excited for you to talk about Bubbles.
Okay.
Because I've always wondered, well, what's Bubbles up to? Poor little Bubbles.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
Shoot a tiger!
Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chimichanga!
Wait, did you say chimichanga?
What? No?
MJ, dog! Had a pet chip named Bubbles. Well, actually, he's an artist now. I don't know
what?
If you know this.
Bubbles yeah, is Bubbles. An artist?
Yeah.
What?
He's an artist now. So at least one of MJ's kids is doing something other than smoking ciggies and getting tattoos. Am I right? Bubbles actually will be the star of an art exhibit opening in Miami on the 21st of this month. It's called Apes the Paint.
Ow! Okay, before you go on with any more of what's happening with Bubbles, let me play a couple clips here. So people that don't know, this was Michael Jackson's pet chimp. Back in the day,
Bubbles became part of the Jackson family and was given all the privileges of a human child.
It's true. Michael would dress him in Oshkosh B'gosh and all the different little designer clothes and things of that nature. He had his own nanny.
What?
And he was just the sweetest, politest thing that you could possibly ever imagine. Bubbles became a human. He became one of us.
Back in 2010, LaToya, they did this whole like mini documentary on her going to meet up with Bubbles because she hadn't seen Bubbles since Michael was alive.
Bubbles ate at the family table, and he ate just like we did with a knife and fork. He has to have Tabasco on his food, and then he starts to eat it. And it was the cutest thing. He knew what he wanted. He would open up the refrigerator and the freezer, go in, get the Haagen-Dazs, get a spoon, sit down, and start eating Haagen-Dazs. It was always the cutest thing. And when he's done, he just gets up and walks away.
Who doesn't want a pet monkey?
I mean, everybody wanted a pet monkey when you were a kid.
Everybody wanted Bubbles as your pet.
I always wanted, like, Marcel, like the little monkey from Friends. Like
okay, those, yeah.
The little monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, those were cool.
Yeah.
Chimps will still
Dude,
eat your face off.
Bubbles is this big chimp. Now, here's LaToya. This is back, again, back in 2010. Oh, this is man. When she met up. She hadn't seen Bubbles, I think, in years.
Bubbles? Bubbles? Yes. Hi, Bubbles. Hi, Bubbles.
Okay.
You know I miss you.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen you in ages, Bubbles. Do you remember
Fling
me?
Fling Pooter. Fling Pooter.
Oh,
LaToya? LaToya. Oh! Ow! LaToya! Bubbles just chopped down a tree. Are you okay? Okay.
Gotta watch those trees, man.
There you go. So that's Bubbles. That's Michael Jackson's pet chimp.
So he had a pet chimp. And here's the deal, my friends. If you've ever been sad about your place in life and the fact that you're not going anywhere or doing anything, Bubbles the chimp
Whoa.
Has an exhibit. He is an artist. He is a painter.
Look at those.
What are you doing with your life?
He eats the paint. I'm looking at pictures right now, and he's painting, but he's got
just
the
like
paint
smeared all over
his face.
Yeah.
He's an artist,
jerk, okay? Maybe he kisses the canvas
Maybe.
With his lips And therefore, he's eating it.
What's this?
He's eating the canvas.
What is that?
That is... his other hand.
Okay.
He's holding the canvas.
Oh, my bad. Gosh. All right.
Bubbles will be the star of an art exhibit opening in Miami 21st of this month. It's called Apes That Paint, and that's seriously exactly what it is. An exhibit of paintings made by monkeys. Specifically, apes from the entertainment industry. It's a charity event to benefit a group of people who have way too much money and need to frivolously spend it. Wait, sorry, that's not what it said. It's a charity event to benefit a group called the Center for Great Apes, which takes care of celebrity apes after
those
they're retired.
Beautiful paintings.
You need to shut up and leave right now.
I'm serious, man. I'd buy one of those.
That's exactly where Bubbles lives, actually, the Center for Great Apes. Other residents include the chimps Jonah and Jacob. That would be from Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes remake. Poppy the orangutan, who played Clyde's girlfriend in the Clint Eastwood movies, Every Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can. They all live together in a little celebrity monkey community.
I love that movie.
That's actually real, and they all really paint, and they're really doing... Yep, he's eating the paint.
He's putting the paintbrush in his mouth.
You idiot monkey! Get the paintbrush out of your mouth! Okay, sorry. Sorry. Now, he's got a maraca... And no, there's no paint on the maraca, you dumb.
Get
the maraca.
This is fascinating.
Get the maraca off
Watching
the canvas.
Bubbles paint is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'm so stressed out right now.
People.com, go there. You can
People
watch
are going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on these paintings, and it's seriously like a animal.
That was
a
Michael Jackson's
monkey.
Pet chimp.
Okay.
Bubbles.
Anyways. There's more information if you're interested and would like to check out the pictures of the ape paintings. You can do so at People's website, people.com. No kidding. It's kind of ironical that you would go to People to learn more about animals. Am I right?
That's true.
Am I right? Wish People magazine had more to do with their time than just follow a bunch of monkeys. All right.
Good morning.
Okay, why are we wasting our time on monkeys?
Why wouldn't we?
Because we came from them. I'm just kidding.
Okay, just kidding. Dump that. Dump that. You can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, well, only the strongest will survive. So.
What?
Right?
Huh?
Yeah, because we're the strongest monkeys.
Oh.
Because when we fight the monkeys, I don't know, man, there's a documentary coming out next week called War for the Planet of the Apes, and I don't know if we're going to win this one, man. Woody Harrelson's our general.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool story, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Stage fright.
Am I the only one that's fascinated with Bubbles the chimp?
Yes, because the member of the Starming chimed in saying the amount of time she said Bubbles was unsettling for me for some reason. So you're not the only one. LaToya is
Bubbles.
Also. Yes, yes.
Yes. Hi, Bubbles.
Hi.
Hi. Hi,
LaToya.
Bubbles.
Hi.
You know I miss you.
Okay.
I haven't seen you in ages, Bubbles.
Okay, well.
Miss you.
Do you remember me?
I fling my own poo. Bubbles? I don't remember you.
Yeah.
Do you remember me, Bubbles? You're looking like you do. Do you, Bubbles?
When she says Bubbles, this is what it reminds me of.
Bear! Bear! Stop that! Stop that! Bear, stop that!
By
Bubbles?
The way, we wasted 10 minutes
Bubbles.
Talking about...
Yes, Bubbles. Bubbles.
5.8 magnitude earthquake in western Montana like half an hour ago. You might want to call your family.
Another one? Wait.
5.8 magnitude.
No, that was that wasn't
western Montana.
Half an hour ago.
Okay, well, whatever.
That happened.
Might
I think
call
last
family.
Night.
Also, breaking news: there's a fire on top of the Sandia Mountains. You can see the smoke easily. Blah blah blah. Natural disasters. Let's talk more about Bubbles. Are you calling your family?
Really worried about them, guys. I grew up in Montana. Half my life, I've never experienced an earthquake.
This is real, guys. It's the end times.
Seriously, a super volcano is about ready to erupt at Yellowstone National Park.
Is that real?
Yeah. You haven't seen the documentary on super volcanoes?
No. Is it gonna cover America? Are we gonna die?
No, we'll be fine.
New Mexico will be fine.
Yeah,
or
New Mexico
will be
fine.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. But if you live anywhere,
we're gonna lose the north half of the continent. But
north,
I mean,
you're done. Mom,
your call has been forwarded to an automated.
No, your mom didn't answer. Eee. That's not a good sign, man. There was a big old earthquake out there. I've seen disaster movies. This is how the movie starts. Dude, you just lost your family. And then you're going to have to go up there and you become the rock and save other people.
I got
Who are you calling now?
My dad.
Oh, no.
If he doesn't pick up, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to have to leave, guys. I'm going to have to go and save him.
This is bad.
Super volcano. Google it, guys.
A call has been forwarded.
Oh, no.
This isn't good.
Alexa, play Amazing Grace by Johnny Cash.
Amazing Grace by Alan Jackson.
Or Alan Jackson.
Okay.
I mean, hey,
Alexa,
man.
That's not what we asked you to do.
Listen, sometimes when people get really old and live in the northernmost part of the country, there are such tragic things like volcano eruptions in Montana.
Yeah, but two
that cause.
But two earthquakes happen in Montana. That's my question.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Okay,
I just want you to be prepared for the fact that you lost your parents today.
Wow, bro. Is this because you want me to be
okay.
like you?
I do. They played Amazing Grace. Is this song going to start? That was the longest intro in history.
Alexa, stop.
If I were at the funeral right now, I'd be like, dude, somebody fell asleep at the piano. Or the mic, because he just did not start singing. I just want you to know I'm here for you, man.
It's cool, man.
How's it feel to be an orphan?
Wow, bro. It's messed up.
No, I'm trying to prepare you, man. I'm that friend. It's like, you got to be prepared. 5.8, man. Somebody said it was all the fracking in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? It was the people in the mountains. I watched that documentary, Outsiders. It's them.
Yeah, that's right.
They got all spooky and weird and called down their fire god.
Feral.
Yeah, I think you're going to be okay.
Feral wine.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. There's actually a fire on the Sandias near the broadcast tower. So hopefully,
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. They had there's a helicopter on Facebook Live. And it didn't look like it was that big yet, but it could get out of control pretty fast.
Seth says, you're going to be the next Pierce Brosnan, man. Dante's Peak.
Heck yeah, man.
Could happen.
It's going to happen in West Yellowstone.
That is one I skipped. Did you see Dante's Peak?
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton. And
I thought it was a good movie.
I didn't see it. Honestly, on a scale of one to hate, man, disaster movies are up there. I can't remember the last disaster movie I actually saw.
Really?
Yeah. Like any of them. They're all exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Armageddon.
That was
probably the last one I saw.
That was an epic one.
Because Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Missed Dante's Peak. Didn't see San Andreas.
Noah.
Why you gotta throw me off, man? I was like actually trying to think of movies. I got a missed call. Missed call. I'll call him back. No, but really, guys, in real life, prayers. 5.8 magnitude up in Montana. I don't know. We'll find out.
Keep you posted on that.
Somebody said on the plus side, you can become Batman now. That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Dude.
But I don't have Batman money.
Oh. Yeah, but they're gone. I thought they had it all hidden in the mountains in Montana.
You know what? The junkyard is worth quite a bit of money.
Yeah. And you've already got an origin story. The lions are going crazy.
Oh, man. Mom? Hello?
I just tuned in, guys.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry to hear, Dex.
Yeah, man. Sad day. 5.8 magnitude earthquake in Montana. That's actually real. That part's real.
That is adorable.
First gentry now this.
I know.
Wow, bro.
I know.
You got to bring that back up.
Man.
I don't even want to tell you that they just announced they're going to cancel the next Fast and Furious movie.
Don't Dang, even. Dude. Literally the worst day of your life.
Don't even.
But it's the kickstart of a rad origin story.
I just want to be happy.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Booty.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Mom? Dad?
No.
Oh, okay. Hello?
This is not your mother.
Okay.
Luke, I'm the father.
Okay. Well, that was
Sean, the non-believer.
Yeah, Sean. That was terrible. Is there a lake nearby where you're from called Earthquake Lake?
Hebgen Lake.
You've never been to Earthquake Lake?
Quake Lake. It's not Earthquake Lake.
Quake Lake.
It's called Quake Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Quake Lake with a name like that? That's the beginning of a horror movie, man.
It is.
5.8. Be praying for actually friends out there who have awesome things.
Seriously, man, it could set off the super volcano, and
it
then
could not
everybody's
set off the super
dead.
Volcano.
Are you kidding me?
It's not going to set off a super
YouTube
volcano.
YouTube super volcano, and you'll freak out.
By the way, shout out to a good friend who is fact checking right now to see whether or not we're actually safe. It rhymes with Chip Lusco. New Mexico is definitely safe because in World War II, the government looked for a place to blow up an atomic bomb where it wouldn't matter.
That's right, everybody.
New Mexico! We're safe! Sorry for your loss, man. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry for your family. Yeah.
Guys are fine.
Less Batman, by the way, and more Bat-Gran, because you're really old. Like, you got your start late. Bruce Wayne was like 8 when he lost his parents. So, you're going to be a really old superhero, man.
It's pretty messed up, man. It's pretty messed up that you'd want me to be just like you, you know? Don't have a father.
Nah, man, my mom lives in Arizona. It's totally safe. So, yeah.
No, it's not. That's all right. What I hear.
Somebody said all my friends in Montana said there was no real damage or death. Basically just shook the ground and things fell off of shelves. Thanks, Seth. There you go. See? Come on.
Let me call my mom one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Just make sure.
You are such a mama's boy. You're going to be fine. She's going to be fine. While he's doing that, a dude in Nebraska drove
by.
What? She blocked you. What if she's not really? She just wanted to retire in peace. So they faked an earthquake and subsequently their deaths so that she could, they could just be retired and not have to work at Costco anymore.
You just made a huge withdrawal at the First Bank of Lies.
No, that's true. I couldn't make something up like
Mom,
that.
Mom, are you working at Costco? Need to pick up.
A guy in Nebraska drove a tractor around a Walmart parking lot yesterday while the police chased him, and during the chase, he demanded they bring him a sandwich and a glass of water.
What?
I just figured I'd tell news stories while you're trying to call your mom. This is real. They were chasing him around on a tractor in a Walmart parking lot. Nothing says Omaha, Nebraska like a police chase with a tractor. The pursuit started at a Walmart near 180th and Center Street. Authorities said the man was driving around the parking lot screaming for a sandwich and some water.
Well,
they said the man then turned out of the parking lot, ended up smashing through a fence on private property. He was arrested, but police say he did not go peacefully. I can't imagine.
He just wanted a sandwich.
I just want a ham sandwich! First of all, why'd you pick a ham sandwich? You know what I mean?
Roast beef, bro.
Really?
Okay. Put some cucumber on there.
Okay.
Just a little peppers, slice of tomato.
I'm really hungry right now.
Some
You're
lettuce on there.
Favors.
Ooh, so hungry. Some beautiful bread and butter pickles. Oh!
Why did you get like baby voice over food?
You got your little bread and butter pickles. I'm just so happy. My little
sandwich.
Just
a cute little sandwich, yo.
By the way, Jory chimed in and said, no, dude, it's called Earthquake Lake. I've been there.
No, it's called Quake Lake, dude.
He's a natural disaster photographer, man.
It's called Quake Lake. Look it up.
He knows.
If it's called Earthquake Lake, that's the first time I've ever heard it called Earthquake Lake.
Well, now I'm Googling it so I can prove you wrong. So
you have about 30 seconds.
Okay.
So we're done with the show. Thank you, Starmy, for being a part of the show with us. Again, we're on demand at the app, star88.fm. You can go to our website.
Quake Lake
iTunes.
Is a lake in
Thank
southwestern
you.
Montana, officially named Earthquake Lake.
Well, nobody calls it Earthquake Lake.
It was created after an earthquake struck on August 17th, 1959.
Yeah, a lot of people died. A bunch of campers.
Commonly referred to as Quake Lake, its actual name is Earthquake Lake.
I didn't know.
Man.
Thank you.
Boom!
Boom, night it. You guys have a great day. We will see you. It's Friday tomorrow.
Oh.
We'll see you then.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.